right for them. Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. That's all over the second we ride up Troy's bucket.
Salutations to you on this Friday. It is 3 minutes and 18 seconds after the hour of 11, and it's the month of June of the year of our Lord, 2007. Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day. We are live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio, in your face. All right. It is Friday, and welcome to day 12. Thank you for coming along. It's 503-733-2970. You'd like to join us today. I'm doing that mammoth thing again where I'm dropping the articles and the auxiliary words for my sentences. 503-733-2970. You want to talk. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. For your comments, your clarifications, your kvetches, your 2 cents, your corrections, your what have you. Your lamentations about the duct tape nature of downtown Portland sidewalks. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. You can also email. You want to talk that way. Rick@rickemerson.com. I sound like Dennis Franz in American Buffalo. Rick@rickemerson.com. That is the best way to communicate with us in a binary fashion, as the nerds say. 503-733-2970. You can also email. It's Rick@rickemerson.com. All right, it is Friday, and welcome to day 12. Thank you for coming along. We appreciate it. Big stuff to get to today. We were so tempted to break in during the Dennis Miller show and just start giving you the blow-by-blow on the Paris Hilton thing, but there was just no opportunity. We were so busy. We were assembling today. Because today's show is going to be a little bit... It's going to be a little bit crazy. That's all I'm going to say about today's program. It's going to be a little bit... I don't want to say it's going to be ragged, but really it's a dangerously overstuffed program already. I mean, we're only 5 minutes into the program, and really it was just dangerously overpacked. Really more show than should be allowed by... more show than should be legally allowed. All right, so... let's all stop and get a hold of ourselves. And by ourselves, I mean myself and Sarah, who have just been sitting here gibbering each other into a frenzy this morning over the Paris Hilton news. And you know what? You just spare me the sort of the tedious lectures about the I'm constantly lowering the bar of acceptability for what is news and what is punditry, and how I'm pandering
relentlessly.
We
never claimed to be a news station.
That's the thing is, we're not even at Daily Show level. We don't even claim to be a fake news station. At least the Daily Show, they have some sort of parameter. They do have some sort of frame of reference for what they do, whereas it's a completely fictitious, you know, it's sort of a not necessarily the news kind of a thing. We don't even do that.
I read the best headline of my life, though, this morning.
Which is?
Paris. Handcuffed and thrown into the cruiser.
Was that the one on TMZ where they handcuffed her stupid ass and shoved her into the back of a car?
She looked like crap.
Oh, it's fantastic. I got to tell you, it just warms not only the cockles of my heart, but I mean the cockles of my everything. Every single cell of my being, every single fiber of my existence.
Remember how depressed we were yesterday?
I got to tell you, this whole thing has it is just a roller coaster of emotional upheaval for us. It flashes me back to a couple of things. That day that Anna Nicole Smith cast it, and then that day that The day that that Michael Jackson didn't show up to court, that is sort of our gold standard. That day right there, that's the absolute benchmark, the litmus test, the high water moment for this program and the way we broadcast our so-called news is that day that Jackson was supposed to be at court at like 8:30 a.m. and then it was like 9 and it was 9:30 and then it was like noon. He still wasn't there. And then he showed up and he was just gacked to the nines on some sort of pain medication or some sort of antidepressant. And he was wearing his pajamas and like the kind with the little footy things on the end of him. And he just looked all weird and his wig was askew. I mean, that was a fantastic day. That was a day worth remembering. That really was a fantastic golden moment. A rosy-hued slice of time in the history of this program. What was the other? Who else got arrested recently? Wasn't there some other day where we had a story like this with somebody handcuffed or somebody who didn't show up somewhere? Maybe not. Maybe I'm just thinking of the Jackson thing. Weren't we just talking about this before the show? There was the Jackson day that he didn't show up to court.
Yeah, I remember that one.
There was the Anna Nicole Smith day. Oh, O.J. We're talking about O.J., but of course that predates this program. But I mean, really, our friend Squid was pointing that out. Really, that unless she gets into some sort of a slow-speed Yukon chase, there really is no way that this could get any better. I mean, unless they don't even let her get into court, unless that judge just comes out and just starts beating her in the face right there on the steps of the courthouse, which would be immensely gratifying on innumerable levels.
She should not. Oh, man, it's just... It's so much better than I could have ever dreamed.
Oh, because yesterday we had written it off. Yesterday I was going to go home and drown my sorrows in the, you know, a big drowny thing, because I sort of figured it was done. I figured it was finished. I didn't think there was any more amusement to be had. At the altar of Paris.
I randomly called Squid last night and we were talking and he's just like, yeah, so what about that, you know, Paris Hilton going back to court on tomorrow? I'm like, are you kidding me? They're going to make an example out of her. Oh, genius.
You know what it is? It's the giddy edge of excitement in your voice that indicates that at any moment you might begin giggling uncontrollably and be unable to stop.
All I'm saying is I'm not stopping refreshing my browser every second.
All right, so we will talk about that. We'll have the news about it as it unfolds. All right, lots to do. So we'll do a tease introduction all around. Our good friend Tim Riley, of course, is absent today, and it does take a staff of about 5 different men to cover for Tim Riley. So we'll talk about that in just a second. Let's see, what are we doing? Well, we will just sort of tackle these in the order of which they will unfold today. You know, I left my mental strunk and white at home somewhere. I don't know what it is with my grammar today.
Gotta be sharp today, Rick. It's a big day.
Doing my best. We're going to talk to CNN Radio correspondent Rachel McGrath live from the City of Angels. She will be talking to us from Los Angeles about the Paris Hilton thing. And I, just by way of backstory, because I know that I don't want to take up Rachel's precious British time with this. But so the deal was that, and I know I'm interrupting my tease to give backstory, but so we'll be talking to CNN Radio correspondent Rachel McGrath from Los Angeles. The deal was that Paris, as you know, was let out of jail yesterday and everybody was all upset about it. And, you know, like us. You know, it normally doesn't traffic in sort of celebrity gossip kind of stuff. He didn't have 2 full hours on it. Because this
what do you think?
Well, because he pointed out the obvious, which is if they had just said, look, she's being sent home because the jails are overcrowded and she's probably not a violent offender. I mean, I would have been upset, but at least that would have made some sort of sense. If they had said, look, even the average person only serves a fraction of their sentence because what are you going to do? There's only so much room in the jail and there's only so much time on the docket and, you know, whatever. We're going to let her go because she's not going to screw with anybody. That's fine. It was that they sent her home for an unspecified medical condition. That was really how they hung themselves. And, they did that to try to cloak everything in this sort of impenetrable guise of it's a medical issue, therefore no questions can be asked about it. Pardon me. They were thinking that that was some sort of journalistic Kevlar they could put over the entire thing so that no one would ever be able to find out the details. But what they didn't really realize, and this is what Likas kept hammering yesterday, which is what medical condition could she possibly have that is more serious than and outstrips the medical conditions that are had by any number of people in a county jail? I mean, they got people in there with cancer, full-blown AIDS, hepatitis, mental conditions of all kinds. I mean, whatever, and I'm not saying that's good. I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just saying that's why jails have a prison. That's why that's why jails have a hospital. Right? That's why prisons have medical facilities, because there's people with all kinds of weird medical problems in there, people with all kinds of serious ailments. They are set up to handle them. There is no, really, I mean, unless the problem is that she's, turning into a gremlin after midnight, really, it doesn't seem like there's anything that she could possibly be afflicted with that they couldn't be set up to handle. So that was Likas's whole point. That was the tell, as Henry Kissinger would say. That's what gave away the lie. So the judge was having none of that, and the judge has ordered her to show back up to court, and we'll give a little more backstory on that in a second. So Rachel McGrath is going to be joining us from CNN Radio Los Angeles. Lisa Goddard going to be joining us from The Hill today in Washington. We'll talk to CNN Radio correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Scott Daly is going to be here from FilmFeverRadio.com. I think he's got a review of Ocean's 13 today. We'll answer the magical question, exactly how hot is Deborah Knapp from KQ? I only made a passing reference to this yesterday. I mean, we talked about it for a good 8, 9, 10 minutes, but it wasn't really like I dwelled
passing
on it.
Passing reference?
I'm just saying.
I got any number of emails about this last night. I still can't find emails of that Emerson Riley chick. Is it knocked up? I got lots of stuff about Deborah Knapp here, though. That's fantastic. What else? Well, that's enough for now. Also, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, will be joining us later on in the program. It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. Why, hello, and how are you today?
I'm awesome.
You're fantastic.
Really? I am doing really very well.
The key is to not let ourselves peak too soon. We don't want to get too ratcheted up, because then we'll... Because then if it all goes bad... Or if it all goes splendidly, we'll have no energy left to give the people later on in the program.
Well, it's good because we have a couple CNN correspondents. And
the key is to modulate today. The key is to try to keep our energy on an even keel so that we don't overamp ourselves too soon in the program.
Well, right now it's kind of a down period because she's inside the court. We don't know what's going on. We won't know until after she gets out.
Oh, I hope there's just the sound of breaking bones. All right.
I guess they chucked her into the car.
Well, we're going to come back to that in just a second. We'll talk about this phone call that Sarah and I shared last night, which was genius, by the way. Our good friend, the one and only Tim Riley, is on vacation today, and it takes yeoman-like abilities to fill in for the figuratively large shoes of Jeff. See, and I'm mixing my metaphors today. Oh, what's wrong with me? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome now to the Rick Emerson program. Our good friend John Baker playing the part of Tim Riley today. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing great.
You're looking resplendent in a Hawaiian T-shirt today.
You do look quite tropical.
Do you own your own business, sir, may I ask?
Yes, I do.
You know, here's the only reason I speculated about that, because you're dressed like a man who owns his own business.
You look like relaxed and happy.
On normal work day, I'm in like grubby shorts and a plain T-shirt with oil running down my arms.
I'm just saying, 11:15 on a work day, you seem relaxed and you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt. That's the countenance of a man who owns his own business and can't be fired. Fantastic. All right, John Baker is working on the following stories in the AM 970 newsroom for your edification today.
Will Paris Hilton be sent back to jail, where she will almost certainly be beaten senseless? Who's President Bush's new war czar? It could be you. Keep listening to find out. What body part was stolen from a Body Worlds exhibit? And what kind of nitwits insist on defacing Portland sidewalks with duct tape? And why can't they just get up on Saturday and go find a space like everyone else? We'll have the answers to these questions and more right here on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Fantastic. So all of that is coming up in the AM 970 Noon News Hour. Again, we're going to be graced by the presence of Lisa Goddard, Rachel McGrath, Steve Kastenbaum, Scott Daly, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran. Our own Scotty J is here roaring around the hallways and it's hissing in a froth. He's going to be filling in for Tim Riley during Tom Likas today, so be sure to listen to that. His email address, should you wish to make the slightest criticism, is Scotty J at 970.am.
All right. He's in full-on panic mode.
He really is. Scotty, on a scale of one, see, there's some math joke there. Pi? No, that didn't work. On a scale of... Nah, I got nothing. Well, in any event, it's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. So before we talk to Rachel McGrath, who is at, 11:15, right?
Yeah.
So before Rachel McGrath joins us, let's just give a little bit of a backstory here. So, as you know, so yesterday, Paris had been released from jail. This time, about 24 hours ago, Paris had been sent home. Everybody was angry about it. Everybody, and I got to tell you that unlike some of these stories where it sort of peaks early and then it just subsides, I think people just got more and more ratcheted up about this as the day went along. As the story progressed, everybody just got more and more pissed off about it. I mean, people were in full-on seething froth mode by about, 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. So I'm out doing whatever, and we go to the Body World 3 thing last night with some of our listeners. We'll talk about that in a second. Anyway, so I come back to work. I'm doing some stuff. I go home. By the time I get home, you know, my wife and I hang out. We watch TV while she goes to bed. I go to check some of my email, and I load up the web browser, and I go to the, just out of habit, I go to the Drudge Report, and just in huge, and he was doing that Drudge Report thing where it wasn't quite the siren, but it was the huge red letters, and it just said, Harris ordered back to court. And it's that whole thing where, you don't dare to hope. You just don't. You've been hurt so many times in the past. You just don't want to let yourself dream that it could be possible. Because then if it gets snatched away from you, you're just going to be sad about the whole thing. So I click on the story, and if you are like one of the three people in the continental United States that hadn't heard the latest developments, and I know that we're spending a disproportionate amount of time talking about some blonde skis from L.A., but you know what? You're just going to have to be okay with that.
It's Americana. It's pop culture. This is huge.
It is our society and our culture in a nutshell. And you got problems with that, you can take it up with somebody else. I make no apologies for the trivial nature of our discussions on this program on a daily basis. So the judge apparently, and you know, here's the thing about that judge. We might as well, I'm just going to pull up a chair. And I don't mean that figuratively. I'm literally pulling up my chair. See, I'm working myself into a ladder about it already.
The hearing's underway.
Here's the thing about Paris Hilton being sent back to court is the government doesn't like to be made to look stupid. Yeah, the government doesn't like it when they look stupid, and the government doesn't like it when they look powerful. You know, judges, cops, teachers, you know, any of these authority figures don't ever like to admit that they're wrong, and they don't even like to look wrong. So when Paris Hilton basically just whizzed on this judge and said, well, you know, F you, I'm going home, or when this guy who runs the jail just decided to effectively overturn the judge's ruling and send her home, I mean, that was the wrong thing to do, especially because there's going to be an election coming up. And you know what? I will guarantee you, this guy Baca that let Paris go, he's an elected official, by the way. All he has guaranteed is that he will lose the next election. And the prosecutor has guaranteed that he will win the next election, by the way. So the judge issued this order where he said, well, I'm not going to, because when he initially sent her to jail, when the judge sent her to jail the first time, he said, look, you're not going to be allowed to get out for house arrest. You're not going to be able to have, like, some low jack on your leg. You're not going to be able to, you know, like a work release or a furlough. You got to serve your entire time. And so they just stuck it in the guy's face by sending her home to begin with. So the judge says, well, I'm not having any of that. So he orders her to come back to court this morning. And now you have been following this much more closely than I, Sarah. So what is the deal? That she was ordered to be at court at 9 o'clock this morning, and then she just didn't show up? She wasn't there?
She was supposed to be there at 9. Then, all right, so the judge is the one who's ordering her. The sheriff said that she doesn't have to because he's the one who has full authority over it. So basically, it's just like a big wank fest. You know, it's like one of them has more authority than the other.
So it's a big Mexican standoff between the judge. So the standoff isn't even really between Paris and anybody. It's between the judge and
sheriff versus the judge.
And what is the sheriff's name? Is it sheriff the guy that's running the jail that let her out? Is that the deal?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just this big power play between the judge who sent her to jail and the sheriff who sent her home.
Yeah, so sources tell TMZ that the sheriff's position is that the judge does not have the power to order her to court. The sheriffs believe they have sole jurisdiction on to monitor and control Hilton while she's under house arrest. The sheriff's department said they're the only ones authorized to take her anywhere, thus the standoff.
You know, I'm almost physically aroused just reading the story. So
ew, don't say that.
And
then the next one is Paris handcuffed and thrown into a cruiser.
So that's the thing, because somebody clearly told her, and I guess it was probably the sheriff who told one of her advisors, somebody told her that she didn't have to go to court today. And so she refused. 9 o'clock comes this morning. 9 o'clock goes. She's not there. And I think she made some statement about, well, I'd be willing to do this over the phone. And the judge, I guess, wasn't having anything. And it all changed within about 10 minutes, because all we heard was that she was due to be at court and then hadn't showed up.
Oh, my God. I have the best picture of her.
Okay, don't just...
I'm sorry.
This is what I'm saying. We've got to proceed in a linear fashion. Let me finish my statement. Hello, we are all 10-year-old schoolgirls. So she didn't show up to court this morning. She insisted she was going to do it on the phone. And the judge said, I'm not having any of that. The next thing we saw, she was on TMZ. I swear to Christ, it's the best picture I've ever seen in my life. of Paris Hilton handcuffed, being shoved in the back of a cruiser. And it wasn't like one of those, it wasn't like an upscale cruiser. It wasn't like a blacked out Yukon or anything. It was like the cruiser they stuck me in when I got arrested. You know, it was like Elton John's greatest hits playing out of one crackly speaker in the back and a lot of vomit drying on the floor. So there you go. All right, what is the picture you have just... What is the picture you have just discovered of Paris Hilton?
I'm posting it right now.
By the way, we will take your... Now, hey, Scotty, what is it? We're waiting on Rachel McGrath right now. She's about 9 minutes. Like, can you contact CNN? We're supposed to have been... I know that it's a breaking story, but if you can find out what the deal with Rachel McGrath is. I know she's busy. Oh, there she is right there. Fantastic. And we are taking your calls about Paris Hilton and whatnot today as we plow on into this program. It is a Friday, so I would advise you to buckle up, kids, because it's going to be one of those days. Sometimes you can just smell an incredibly fantastic, chaotic, wonderful, no good, very bad, terrible, absolutely glorious day just a mile away.
All right, please do yourself a favor and go to my blog.
It's 503-733-2970. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, please do yourselves a favor and go to Sarah Dillon's blog right now. In the meantime, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from CNN Radio Los Angeles, our good friend, the lovely Rachel McGrath. Hey, Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
All right, let's talk about what is shaping up to be the single greatest day, not only in the history of my life, but really in the lives of everyone in this country.
Yeah, there's only one story today that matters in the whole world, isn't there? Paris Hilton's back in court, and not only that, she got taken there in handcuffs.
Okay, can I just tell you this? Now, I know that this makes me look like a bad person, but that ship has sailed a long time ago, so I'm going to tell you this right now. TMZ has posted... Is this from TMZ? TMZ,
sure.
TMZ, Rachel, has posted, I think, what may be the single greatest photograph taken since the advent of photographic technology. It is Paris Hilton in the back of a squad car crying uncontrollably in handcuffs as she is taken away by the police.
Oh, you're mean, aren't you? You're just mean.
I have to tell you that I know that this is Schadenfreude in its purest, most distilled form, but you know what? I will make no apologies, nor will I put forth a disingenuous persona and pretend to be a better person than I am.
You know what's so sad in all of this is that Paris just doesn't understand why everybody hates her.
Yes, but you understand, don't you, Rachel?
I think I have an inkling.
All right, so let's make sure that I've got the broad strokes of this correct. The sheriff sent her home. The judge said, well, that's a bunch of crap. I'm not having that. You got to get your ass into court at 9 o'clock. The sheriff told Paris or her camp that she didn't have to go to court. 9 o'clock comes and goes. She doesn't show up. The judge says, okay, we're going to come get you in handcuffs. They bracelet her. They stick her in the back of a car, and now she's in court. Have I missed anything?
Not really, apart from the rumor that, in fact, initially the sheriff's department refused to go and get her because they were adamant that they had jurisdiction over her and that she was in their custody. Today and they weren't going to bring her back to court. So that's the nice little interesting rumor that's going on. You can just imagine what really is going on behind closed doors, can't you? But everybody's at loggerheads in this case. The judge is really peed off.
Yes.
The city prosecutor is, hey, he's not a happy chappy. The sheriff is furious because he says he has the right to do what he wants right now with Paris Hilton. And Paris and her parents are obviously going, what happened? Because we spent all that money on a great attorney and, you know, this shouldn't be happening. Can you imagine? This is like, you know what's so crazy about all of this? I mean, you're watching these black and white go down the Hollywood Strip. There's paparazzi falling over themselves to chase this patrol car down the street. There's news helicopters following the car as it goes towards downtown Los Angeles. There's a scrum of media outside the courthouse. And, you know, you think back to what started this all. How did it become this circus?
It really is one of those things. You think about the celebrities that are busted for things every year. They go to jail, the Tom Sizemore, the whoever it is you're talking about. They go, they serve their time, or they pick up trash somewhere. You know, they go and they clean up restrooms at Grand Central Station, and then it goes away. This really is... I think she really is hoisted by her own petard here, because I do believe that if she had not tried so hard and with every resource she had to avoid or minimize this, I think the irony is that it actually would have worked out a lot more smoothly. I think this really is like some sort of legalistic quicksand, and the harder she struggled, the deeper in she put herself. And I will say this, I do believe the assessment I have of this is that the government does not like to look foolish, and the government does not like to look disempowered. And if you do something to make a judge look silly or impotent, he's going to find a way to screw screw you right back.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money there. The problem is, I think Paris is the one who's going to bear the brunt of all this, and probably it's not really her fault. She got the option to go home. She was going to go home. I think the people at fault here are her very high-priced attorneys and the LA sheriff, who obviously reached an agreement between themselves to spring her early. And, you know, that's put her in a lot of hot water. You're right, she'd sucked it up. She'd done her time. Who knows, they may have let her out early because she was being such a good girl. She just sucked it up and done it. One, I think she would have earned some respect. And two, I think she would have avoided all this hoopla.
Yeah, any street credibility she was going to get out of this is now completely, and that's gone forever. That is like yesterday's wine. That has flowed away forever.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of easy, simple, definitive answer about who has the right here, whether it's the judge or the sheriff? Because they both seem to be insisting. I mean, aren't there, what are those things called, laws that tell us who has the ultimate authority?
You'd think so, but apparently it's a little muddy where the county and the and the sort of the judges and all sort of overlap. It's very bizarre. Strictly speaking, the sheriff, at the end of the day, the county sheriff determines what goes on in his county jails, and if he wants an inmate to be released early for overcrowding or for good behavior, whatever, usually that's his remit to do it, and he usually does it, and nobody bats an eyelid. But in this case, the judge has specifically stated in his sentencing guidelines that Paris Hilton had to do her time behind bars. She was not to be allowed out with an electronic ankle bracelet. She was not to go out and work release. She was not to do home confinement. She had to be in a prison cell. And the fact that the sheriff seems to have thumbed his nose at that, that's got the backup of the judge, and he's really unhappy about that. He was against her being sent home on home confinement all the way along the line. And at the end of the day, it's the judge who must sign off on her case when she completes all aspects of her sentence and probation. So at the end of the day, the judge does have the power to send her back to jail.
This guy who let her go back, he's an elected official, is he not?
Yeah, Sheriff Lee Backer is an elected official, known to be quite sympathetic towards celebrities. And what's interesting is the city attorney, the prosecutor, is also an elected official, Rocky Delgadillo. So now you've got a nice political dispute going on between two elected officials, but who's going to come out smelling better?
Oh, it's everything I love. All right, fantastic. Rachel, I know it's a busy day for you, so we will we'll let you go. And I know there may or may not be breaking news on this throughout the day, so thank you so much. Rachel McGrath, CNN Radio. In Los Angeles. Thank you, Rachel. There you go. Fantastic. Excellent. I dig her.
She's awesome.
I'm coming around on her.
No, me too. I'm full circle.
Yeah.
She's rad.
God bless her. All right.
I know. We've got all... I think we need to have a group breath.
Okay. I'm just going to read this one email. That picture is so wonderful. It says with like five O's.
I already made it our MySpace picture.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Sarah X. Dillon. She had it coming. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All right. So, Sarah, I hate to be doing this all on the air. So here's the deal. We got a break. We got Lisa Goddard coming up. When were we going to be talking to the Portland Mercury?
At 45.
We can still do that. I can make that work.
I can
do that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We've got your phone calls. Lisa Goddard, the Portland Mercury, Steve Kastenbaum, all of that on the way, plus Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, John Baker in for Tim Riley, and, of course, Scott Daly. Don't go anywhere. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. You can also email us if you like. It's rick at rickemerson.com. All right, we'll get these phone calls here in just a second. Scotty J screening your call today, as he always does. Our friend John Baker in for Tim Riley today. Coming up later on, CNN Radio correspondent Steve Kastenbaum, Lisa Goddard, and from the Portland Mercury, Matt Davis joining us today, plus Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, and Scott Daly from FilmBeaverRadio.com. It is the best day ever. All right, let me just, before we do anything else, hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, how we doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, well, before I get to my comment on Scotty J, can I just say again that Rachel McGrath just sounds hot as balls.
She is. You know, I have to say this, and I'm going to be totally upfront about this. If people remember her first appearance on the show.
Well, that's when I first called in, yeah.
Yeah, we were unclear because I think we were reserving our judgment about Rachel, but it did seem like on the first time that she joined us on the program, she did not appear to enjoy us. She didn't seem to. I think maybe they just hadn't adequately prepared her for the kind of show that we do here, and so she came on thinking it was some sort of legitimate radio program or some sort of actual news show, and she was a little, as the British would say, a little put off by us. But I think she's come full circle. I think she knows that we share her disdain of many facets of American life.
I believe you are right, sir.
Excellent. All right. You know, she's great. I don't know what she looks like, but she does sound hot. You're right.
Well, I'm picturing her with long brown hair, horn-rimmed glasses, and she's really into Star Wars.
So she's sort of an Ashley Banfield-Lisa Goddard hybrid.
Kinda, yeah,
fantastic.
A little bit.
All right. This
a
is
really nice actress.
Sarah's giving me the look that indicates we're being creepy.
Okay, well, anyway, hey, so today on a scale of 1 to 10, Scotty goes to 11. That's what I got, sorry.
I don't know what that means, sir.
Final tap.
Yeah,
One goes to 11, because he's so amped up because he's doing the news and stuff.
Oh, no, he is. Let me just tell you this. In fact, let's see if we can. Hey, Scotty J, would you please to be,
Jay, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
Would you please come to the studio? I don't have the guts. I don't have the stomach for the... my stomach for the entire Scotty J sounder has gone away.
New sounder, yep.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our intrepid PA, the one and only Scotty J. Hi, Scotty. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
How are you, Everything sounds a little overdriven today, or maybe that's just my fuzzy ears.
I think it's your fuzzy ears.
How are you today, my friend?
Good.
All right, so you feeling good about things?
Feeling excellent.
How are you feeling about your...
Stressed.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I was going to ask you. I could have been asking, how do you feel about, like, the grout in your bathtub?
It needs fixing.
Yeah.
The 11.
So here's the deal. So in addition to your normal phone screening, and I use that term sort of loosely, your phone screening duties today, helping to sort of wrangle a lot of the guests, doing all of your other duties, the various myriad things you do throughout the program, you will also be tackling Tim Riley's news during Tom Likas today.
Yes.
Feeling good about that?
Semi. I need to figure out all these machines.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
the computer.
I need to figure out the... computer.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident would you say you are in your ability to do Tim's news this afternoon flawlessly?
Flawlessly, about 3, so that's pretty good, actually.
How about adequately? Where would you count yourself in your ability to do it adequately?
I put myself at a 5 there.
Here we go. Hey, what's this button do?
Exactly. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, there you go. So you can listen to Scotty J filling in for Tim Riley at 4, 5, 6, and 7 all through this afternoon. And I know that Tim has given you a long, I mean, like really like a point-by-point, blow-by-blow explanation of how to do the news.
Yeah, it literally does say, press here after recording this and press there. So
really, it's just you and the microphone. That's the way to think about it.
All right.
Think about you are just speaking to one person or to the microphone. And to thousands and thousands of hypercritical listeners who have your email address and phone number. Don't worry about it, though.
I won't.
Okay.
I think you are.
I think somebody's a little worried. All right. Trying to find my center today.
All right, well, should I just call Matt Davis now?
Let's do that. Is that are you doing that, or is that Scotty?
I'll do it.
You do that. I will read a few of these. Let me get you the contact info. All right, let me read a few of these emails. We're going to be talking to Matt Davis from the Portland Mercury about this. They're doing this thing with these people who go down. We've been on this Rose Festival kick for like a week and a half now, because every time I try to go anywhere in the city, they're blocking me. So they're doing this thing with removing the duct tape that people have been putting downtown, which I guess is a thing that people have been doing forever.
Scotty always does this to me.
Did Scotty just hang up on you?
Yes, I just got... All right, hang on.
Let's all calm down. Scotty, please do not be picking up the phone when Sarah's... It's genius. All right.
Okay, please, thank you.
Best day ever. There's only one... Well, here's the thing. I'll explain it while you call. So, Sarah and Scotty share a phone bank. And as we've described it before, it's not even really a phone. It's not a phone like you know it, Jim. It's just sort of a... it's just sort of a box. It kind of looks like a... it kind of looks like a miniature cash register, maybe. That's the best way to explain it. But the problem is, if Sarah is trying to talk to anybody, or she is picking up one of the phone lines or anything, Scotty can't touch the phone at all, because it immediately disconnects whoever is, you know, it disconnects whoever is in here. So this is a lesson Scotty's never bothered to learn, though, and so he disconnects Sarah's phone calls, I would say, probably no more than 15 or 30 times a day. All right, let's see. This email says, hey, this is, I'm going to read this one email, and then we'll talk to Matt Davis in the Portland Mercury. Subject line about Paris, of course. Rick, the two of you sound positively high over there. I can hear the giddiness vibrating through my stereo. I really, really tried not to care about this damn story, but you pulled me in. For the first time, I'm checking TMZ like I'm some idiot high schooler for Paris Hilton news, like a common gossip junkie. No offense meant to Sarah. Thanks for that. You have dragged me down to your lowest common denominator. Well, it's what we do, sir.
It is what we do.
Our lowest common denominator being somewhat lower than the average person's. Our really, the bottom layer with us is really several fathoms below where it is for the even the most common of the commoners, even the hoi polloi in this fine nation of ours. All right, it's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you would like my chums at rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Well, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the Portland Mercury, Matt Davis. Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
Hey, Rick, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I am doing fantastically, my friend. It's a good day to be alive. The air smells a little bit sweeter today. There's a spring in my step. There's a dip in my hip. The birds are singing just for me, Matt.
Me too, Rick.
Well, okay. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this this thing that the Portland Mercury is doing. And I'm not sure. Now, did this originate from William Stephen Humphrey, or just from the Mercury itself? Because I read an article or a blog entry that he had posted about this.
Sure, that's right. William Steve Humphrey is our editor here, and it's his idea, but we're all definitely supportive of it.
So let's explain real quickly for those who don't know what we're talking about. This is apparently a tradition where a bunch of suburbanite nitwits who can't be bothered to get out of bed on Saturday and go down and, you know, actually find a place on the sidewalk to watch the parade, just go down and cordon off whole sections of the sidewalk with duct tape and then fasten their large Beaverton lawn chairs to all kinds of things, making it impossible to actually get down the sidewalk without the running your knee into some sort of corrugated steel, right?
Well, Rick, it's not for us about whether they're from the suburbs or whether they're from downtown. For us, we just feel like the sidewalk should be enjoyed by everybody. And frankly, that means that if you're not there first, you don't get a chance to see the parade.
I think somebody from Mercury made the best observation. They said that, you know, you're not allowed to go to the DMV and just mark off a space there because you don't want to be bothered to wait in line the next time you have to go renew your tabs.
Exactly. Sure. What they're going to do is just going to kick you out. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to get rid of the tape so that the parade can be enjoyed by everybody, just like it used to be in years past before this silly tradition of putting the tape down started.
So what is happening? So what are you guys are asking people to do what, when, and where?
Okay, so tonight at 8 p.m., we're going to start pulling up the tape, the Mercury Cleanup Squad, and we're going to meet at the Max Stop at the Convention Center at Holiday and MLK on Northeast Portland. And, we're just hoping that people will come out and support our civic cleanup mission.
I got to tell you, this
is genius.
It's the best thing I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of things in
my
life.
Well, thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it.
It really is fantastic. I admire anybody who sort of jams the culture, my friend, and this really is above and beyond the call of culture jamming.
Oh, well, we appreciate it, Rick. You should come out and join us.
Oh, no, I'm going to be there. Don't you bet your bottom button on that, my friend.
Nice.
Let me ask you this. Now, do you think there's going to be violence?
Listen, we are...
Not that I advocate that, of course. I'm simply saying in your journalistic opinion.
Sure, in my journalistic opinion, we are civic-minded individuals, and we are trying to do, you know, the sidewalks a favor. And I personally have immense faith in the Portland Police Bureau to keep the peace.
That's the best answer. All right. The website, of course, it is portlandmercury.com.
Yeah, portlandmercury.com. And if you go to Blogtown on there, you can keep up with updates throughout the day today. We'll just be keeping our readers informed about what's going on. And, of course, about Paris Hilton, too, which is absolutely an important story.
So it's the Max Station at Holiday and MLK tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. as the Portland Mercury civic cleanup crew removes the duct tape. Are you going to be removing the chairs, too?
Listen, you know, if people have discarded chairs on the sidewalk, then we may well do our civic duty and clean them up. But if people have put them, you know, maybe put a bit of wire around there or something, we're not going to try and interfere with those.
All right, so there will be, so people don't need to bring bolt cutters?
No, please don't get involved in any of that nonsense.
All right, fantastic. that is fantastic, and I appreciate your civic duty, sir. The Rick Emerson Show extends our salutations and our commendations to you.
And I extend my salutations and commendations to you and all of us at the Mercury do too, Rick. Thank you very much.
All right, Matt Davis from the Portland Mercury. Thank you, sir, and have a fantastic weekend. There you go, Matt Davis. All right, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970 is our phone number. That's great. It's going to be a great day.
I have to see that.
Tonight?
I wonder if people are going to be wearing masks or...
No, because I don't believe you can wear a mask in public. I don't believe you're allowed to do that in Portland. I think Portland is one of those cities that has enacted a no mask in public rule. I could be wrong about that, but I know when I lived in Washington State, you couldn't do that. And it was because of the idiot KKK. And so they just said, because they couldn't stop Klansmen from marching specifically... because that whole pesky First Amendment thing, so they just said you couldn't wear a mask in public.
Mm.
And I think they tried to pin it on some sort of the justification, the underpinning for it was that, you know, the people rob banks and the whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, it's great. I mean, really, I mean, you know, there's two levels on which I appreciate this, if not more. The first is simply that if you're lazy suburban ass, and he says that it's not about suburban ass, for us it's absolutely about suburban ass, especially because Tim's not here today, so I can say this with absolute impunity. I can say this with total freedom. It's absolutely about idiot suburbanites. If your ass can't be bothered just to pack your little children into cars and drag them down at an early enough time to watch the parade, that is not my problem. So... the idea that they're down there just marking up the sidewalks and just chaining all of their hideous suburban lawn furniture to poles everywhere, I gotta say, you know, I admire any group of individuals that's gonna stand up and beautify the downtown Portland area. Now, that's the first level. That's the more prosaic level on which I appreciate this. The second is that I'm in favor of anything that causes entropy and discord and possible chaos and riots. Because you know that by us talking about this, by the news organizations talking about this, by the Mercury themselves talking about this, you know this is going to be, well, I went down and put down a lawn chair so my wife, Helen, and I can go down and watch the parade. And you know they're going to go down there tonight and try to stop the duct tape from being brought up. And you know there's going to be people down there removing the duct tape. And you know that there will be then...
there's going to be madness.
That will then spark what we will refer to here as a conflagration. And there's going to be violence. And I want to be there to see it. So that's fantastic. Maybe an opportunity to use our new Eterol handheld digital audio recorder. So we can actually record the sound of the punching and the breaking of bones and so forth. Let's see here. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show on the best day ever. What's up?
Hi, Rick. This is the best day ever. I'm excited. I'll be there tonight at 8.
No, seriously. Let's just go through this. We've got the Paris Hilton thing. Lindsay Lohan just got out of rehab, we found.
No, she didn't get out of rehab, but they finally have released what she was
addicted
to.
So we'll get that in the news hour. We have the definitive list of what she's been on.
The toxicology report?
Yeah, exactly. We have Scotty J, who's going to be doing the news this afternoon. Aaron's going to be in the studio. We have our good friend John Baker here. We've got numerous CNN correspondents still to come. We haven't even talked to Lisa Goddard today, and the Portland Mercury is going to have a crew down there who are undoubtedly going to engage in fisticuffs with a bunch of pampered suburbanites. It's fantastic.
I'm thrilled. I really am.
I love this city.
I was gonna go to a concert tonight. Not doing it. I'm ripping up tape.
Yeah.
4 years ago, a friend of mine and I decided that we needed new lawn furniture.
Yes.
And we went and liberated it along the parade route. And the thing that was great was we drove around. And it was like shopping. Only all you needed was, a bolt cutter, and you could have, you know, whatever you wanted. And so for the people that left the really nice set of white chairs out in front of Onsen four years ago, they're mine. And it's great. So, in fact, I called that guy today, and I'm like, hey, man, there's furniture out. We need to go shopping again tonight. So I'll see you there. And I'm a big guy, so, you know, I'm ready for the – I don't like violence, but if it gets to it – Let's do that.
And to paraphrase Sam Kinison, sir, I don't advocate violence, but I do understand it.
Yes, exactly. And it's always worked for me.
Yeah.
See you later.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Remember, kids, don't say it with violence. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, I didn't hear you talk about this talk about The Shield, best show on TV, friggin' bar none, and I wanted to hear your thoughts about it. What was one of the greatest episodes ever?
I would say this. First of all, I agree with your assessment that The Shield is currently... Now, we're living in kind of a golden age. There is a lot of great television on right now. There is The Shield. There is The Sopranos, for what that's worth, even though it's going away, and we'll talk about that today. There's The Wire on HBO, which is great. There's Entourage, which is great. I don't watch some of the other shows like Lost and 24 and Heroes, but a lot of people who think that those are fantastic. We're living in a great television time. Don't let people tell you that everything on television is crap. There's a lot of great stuff out there. The Shield, for my money, pound for pound... best show on television and one of the best shows ever. I thought the finale, for the most part, was really, really great. I love the face-off between Claudette and what's-his-name, Hyatt, the new guy. I love the shifting alliance between Vic Mackey and David Aceveda, how they hate each other, but they're forced to work with each other occasionally. I love the fact that photo of Aceveda with the gun to his head and the other thing, that finally came back to life. I'll tell you this, the only bad moment for me in the finale, the only moment that clanked a little bit, was when Mackey pulls that guy over in the car, and there's that trunk full of, blackmail evidence on, every public official, in the history of the world. That part felt a little far-fetched to me, that they would have all that stuff and that they would have it conveniently all in the trunk of a car for Mackey to find. That's the only moment that I found a little hard to swallow. But you know what? It's a minor flaw in an otherwise great episode of a great season of a great show, and they got one more season, to go. They got, I think, 13 episodes next season before they wrap the whole thing up.
Vic Mackey is who's that mob boss, Teflon?
He's John Gotti.
Yeah, he's like John Gotti. He always, very, very, he always pulls it out of the hat. Somehow he gets it done.
It is great. He is sort of Tony Soprano as cop. I mean, that's kind of his deal. He is like Tony Soprano with a badge in a lot of ways. They're sort of reflections of each other, those two television characters. But I got to tell you, if they can hold it together and if they can make next season good, because I got to tell you, every season of The Shield, I say this, that I don't think it can get any better. They got one more season to go, and if they can somehow not suck next year, if next season of The Shield, if they can wrap it up well, that's going to go down as one of probably my five greatest television shows of all time.
Well, if they could somehow recreate not the exact scene, but the intensity of the Forrest Whitaker when he was interrogating his wife. And Forrest Whitaker saw him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was, you can't, I mean, they should win, they should have all been in these for that.
I got to tell you, and somebody said this on a blog that I go to because I'm a nerd, somebody said that the Forrest Whitaker season of The Shield, which is season 5, some guy was posting, he goes, that season almost gave me high blood pressure, and I'm with you. I mean, that Forrest Whitaker storyline almost gave me an ulcer.
It was the best. I hope they can finish it up.
Yeah, I mean...
Seeing Vic Mackey, he'll beat the living hell out of somebody. He'll kill somebody, torture them. Then he'll be holding his kids like he's dad of the year.
He's an amazingly complex character. He really is. So it's, and we're done. Okay. Well, there you go. Fantastic. We'll blow through these, then we'll break. We'll come back. Our friend John Baker in for Tim Riley in the noon news hour on what is officially now the best day ever. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
What's up, John? What's up, brother?
I was just calling to say that this is one of those days, as far as Paris Hilton is concerned. Everybody remembers where they were the day Lennon got shot, the day Kennedy got shot when the 9/11 towers went down. Yes. And I really think this is one of those days.
This is our JFK, sir.
I really do. Well, I don't know about JFK, but I think it's going to be one of those seminal moments in history where everybody will remember... Like, I was buying dog food, and I heard that Paris Hilton was yanked back into jail crying.
Have you seen the photograph?
No. I'm dying to go home and look at my computer. I'm going to pull up Sarah's blog. Oh, and by the way, I was looking at it last night, and I had to tell Sarah, I love that picture that you use, where the profile shot where they're doing your hair, and you're kind of giving a little,
giving the finger.
I love that picture. It's wonderful. It's everything Sarah. But, no, I can't wait to get home and see the picture of her being drugged into a vomit-filled cruiser, crying and screaming, Daddy, get me out of this.
She looks like a little girl throwing a tantrum. It's just pathetic, and it's the best thing ever.
It's gold. Well, there's actually...
What I was thinking is, in her life, nobody has ever said, this is the line, you will not cross it. I don't think that's ever happened to her parents.
Right.
You were saying yesterday that her parents were the sons of children of privilege.
I mean, they were all born to Conrad Hilton, who's Paris's grandfather, I think. And so even her parents didn't have to work.
So he actually had to go out and make a living. Conrad Hilton actually went out and built a fortune and everything. And, you know, Lord knows what he would know, what he would think if he could see what his family's up to. But I mean, you know, all of them, nobody has ever said, this is the line, you will not cross it. And so we're there to witness, you know, not only Paris going through the chipper, but her parents' reaction to Paris going through the chipper. And, you know, it's like, no, you really do breathe the same air, and occasionally you may have to obey the same laws as the rest of us.
That's the thing. And you know what? And look, here's the thing. If she had just sucked it up.
You were right.
And just done her time. They would have probably let her out after a week.
Yes.
And she would have had a little bit of street cred, and we could have, you know, and we would have said, well, look, she went and she did her time. What are you going to do?
Right, no. But that's what makes it so wonderful. It's like every other celebrity has been able to go through, and it's like, you know, and it's like at the time it's a big deal, but then you forget about it because the next celebrity sticks his head out of the muck and does something stupid, and we tittle about that for a little while, 'cause it's fun. And then the next one comes up, and it just goes on and on and on. No, this is it. This is like, this is the beach breaking on the rocks, and, you know, the something that was before unmovable is being moved, and it's just wonderful to say, you know, like, I was there. I remember.
That's the best audience ever. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you,
and God bless America.
All right. There's breaking news. Somebody was in the court, and they know what's going on in there.
Going through the chipper. Now, do you know what the news is?
It's not news. It's just what's going on right now.
All right. So we should probably break here.
Okay.
All right. What else haven't I even gotten to? Have you been to my page today? Have you seen the front of the St. Helens newspaper today?
No.
There's the best typo in the history of the world.
I'm going right now.
I don't even know that I can describe it and make it safe for the air. There is the best typo in the history of the world in the St. Helens newspaper. Let me just say this. And this is on the front page where they refer to Columbia County. Only they left the O out of county. Bam! Back after this. Here's Meatloaf. Emerson Radio Program. It's Friday. It's the best day of your life. 503-733-2970. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, CNN Radio correspondent Lisa Goddard. Later on, CNN Radio correspondent Steve Gassenbaum, because I know you're dying to know what Al Sharpton thinks about this. What else? Aaron Geek in the City, Duran. Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. And so forth. Real quickly, before we begin the news hour, I got this email, and then Sarah's going to tell you what's in Lindsay Lohan's blood. Rick, about K2. I was trying to figure out what station Deborah Knapp, I agree she's hot, was on. I looked at the K2 website. Did you realize they have a reporter named Anita Kissy? Check her out. And then there's the link. There's no picture, though. All right, I have to look. Sarah Dillon, what's in Lindsay Lohan's blood?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Rick Emerson. She was found with, she's been with her addiction to... OxyContin, Ambien, cocaine, Percocet, Vicodin, alcohol, plus multiple other medications.
And the rest.
The list goes on and on. And she's smuggled in a cell phone, and she's begging all of her friends to bring her drugs in rehab.
And, oh, that's so great. That's fantastic. God damn, I love this country. Ambien's one of those things I really want to try, though. Ambien, I see the TV commercials for that, and it looks fantastic. So
please don't do drugs.
No, I'm not. No, that's a prescription drug. It's therefore okay. That's so great. She's a plea. Hello, please to bring drugs. That's wonderful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, will you please make way for John Baker, in for Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Why, hello, sir. sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
John Baker, who one of our glorious bastards, won the chance to be Tim Riley for a day and a half. You saw the Body World Tour with us the other day. And so now you are here for this.
I am here, coming right out of Washington, D.C. We've got Toyota is boasting its Prius has reached a new benchmark. More than 1 million sold. The popular gas-electricity hybrid costs more than a gas vehicle, but has high mileage. Laura Iyama reports.
Toyota's hybrid Prius first appeared on the market a decade ago. Engineers developed a gas-electricity vehicle to attract Japanese drivers seeking a gas-sipping car. Now Toyota has sold 1 million Prius vehicles worldwide. Some say it's a sign of consumer concern over global warming, but other analysts note Honda's hybrid Accord sales are so poor that it's being pulled off the production line. They point to the same qualities in the Prius today that helped sell the vehicle in the first place. The Prius gets better gas mileage than the hybrid Accord or any gas-only vehicle. Laura Iyama, Washington.
All right, let's talk about this for a second. First of all, I just they just passed like a million Priuses sold. First of all, they're still weird-looking cars. They're not quite as weird as that Honda Insight was a couple years ago. But that Prius is a strange-looking car. It really is. My wife and I test drove a, was it a Civic Hybrid? I don't know if it was the Accord or the Civic. Whatever it was, it was interesting. It was an interesting experience because it was all quiet. It was a very smooth ride. And the strange thing about those hybrids is you pull up to a stoplight, and when you're idling, there's just no sound. Have you driven one?
No, I have not. Been next to them in the streets.
They're silent. The cars, they don't make any noise at all. It's so weird. It's almost like you're coasting. The thing about that Honda, and again, I don't have any problem with Hondas. I've owned Hondas in my life. With that particular, with the Honda Civic Hybrid, though, it didn't really feel like a car that happened to be a hybrid. It did feel like an experimental car. Like, they didn't have much variety in the color. You couldn't pick what color the inside was. And I know that sounds like trivial stuff. But it's like, if you're going to buy a car, especially one that is a lot more expensive, you want it to have everything you want.
Well, you're an American. You want to have random things.
That's what I'm talking about right there. And so it's like, I wanted it to be my dream car that just happened to be a hybrid. And that's what it's going to take. It's basically going to take, give me a car that has everything I want, everything that I would normally get, but it just happens to be a hybrid. The Prius allows you to be smug. That's basically what the Prius lets you do. It lets you, because I think if you have a Prius, at least in California, you can drive in the carpool lane. You don't even have to have somebody else with you.
Those carpool lanes are about the only way you can get around at some points down in California.
It's true. That is totally true. And so you have the Prius, you can just drive there and you can give other people the figurative finger. All right. Do we have some breaking news here, Sarah?
We do.
All right. Hold on.
Sorry, Donna. Let's take your thunder.
Gentlemen, this is Sarah Dillon with breaking news here on the Rick Emerson radio program.
Paris Hilton?
Once again, in just a moment, breaking news.
Paris Hilton. Was just ordered back to jail.
Yeah!
Booyah!
That's what I'm talking about right there. That is fantastic.
Oh, she's not going to have a good time.
In your face. All right, let me just...
She left the courtroom in tears screaming, Mom, Mom, Mom. Oh. One witness described the scene as being her being physically dragged out of the courtroom by a female deputy.
Oh, I want video.
We need video.
I want video of this right now. Hold on, I'm going to the Drudge Report right now. All right.
I just got goosebumps. We're bad people.
Okay.
No, we're not.
No, we're great people. All right. Should we attempt to get Rachel McGrath back about this?
Yes. I'll call her right now.
All right. I am now.
I'll pick up the phone, Scotty.
All right. Let's see here. So, let's see. I will go ahead and I'll read a little bit of this. And then, John, you have the internets over there on your computer.
I do.
I believe there's a little Windows or Internet Explorer icon down there somewhere.
Got it.
All right, so if you want to maybe go to drudgereport.com or somewhere and be looking for this. In the meantime, I'll read a little bit of what I've got here. The crying Paris Hilton was taken to court in a police car Friday for a hearing and her early release from jail. Okay, so this is still her return to the L.A. court. I don't have anything new on this. All we've got is the headline that she has been ordered back to jail. Now, where are you getting this from? TMZ?
TMZ.
Man, they're beating the Drudge Report on this.
TMZ is where it's at.
I understand that. I'm just saying it's a shift. I'm just making my observation. Because normally, It's interesting to me to follow who gets these stories first, because Drudge was the gold standard for a while. Okay, so if you want to check the Drudge Report, John Baker in for Tim Riley today. In the meantime, let's see, we've got this, and Sarah just read this. Sarah just read good now. Sarah just read this. Paris Hilton just ordered back to jail in Linwood. She can now, like Weird Al, be straight out of Linwood. Hilton left the courtroom in tears, screaming, "Mom, Mom, Mom." We don't have any happy music, unfortunately. All of our music is for thunderstorms. And
popcorn is kind of happy.
It's, I suppose. It doesn't really seem to... I don't want to play cool in the gang, but one witness described the scene as being physically...
Don't you have Walking on Sunshine for the worst story ever?
Oh, I do, but it's... Hold on, wait a second. Let me... Yeah, that's well spotted. Let me just find this here. Hold on. This is from... it'll be worth it. All right, we're going to read you this story in just a second. We will be having this news as it comes in once again. Let's see... Once again, Paris Hilton just ordered back to jail. Where is my news that hurts bed? Hold on, I'll find it. Let me read this. Hold on one second here. Oh, there we go. Hold on. Loading now. Fantastic. Thank you. Good suggestion. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Paris Hilton ordered back to jail. Paris Hilton just ordered back to jail in Linwood, reports TMZ.com. My new best friends. Hilton left the courtroom in tears, screaming, quote, "Mom, Mom, Mom. Mommy can't help you now." One witness described the scene as being physically dragged out of the courtroom by a female deputy. Oh, that's so great. Let's see. And I love how they actually put here, as though we had to be told, refresh your browser. Browser. Okay, so we're going to be having more news on this as it comes in. John Baker is checking the Drudge Report right now. We will have more stories on this as they come in. We'll get your instant reaction, by the way. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970 as Paris Hilton dragged from the... so good it almost can't be true.
It can't be true.
I mean, really? My body is actually tingling right now.
You just stop talking about your body and the tingling.
What is that ad that we're playing for Axe Body Spray? Do you wake up with a tingling in your head and junk or whatever it says? It's so good it almost can't be true. Paris Hilton, this just in, and as Dave Barry used to say, we are not making this up. Paris Hilton physically dragged from the courtroom by a female deputy, screaming, "Mom, Mom, Mom," as she's ordered back to jail. You know, we were going to send a gift basket to that woman yesterday who was driving her car through the child's parade. We really ought to be sending a gift basket to this judge. Paris Hilton ordered back to jail in Linwood to serve out the remainder of her sentence. She will get credit. Well, this is a little bit of crap, but what are you going to do? For the 5 days already served. Now, I wonder if that's the full sentence of 45 or their full sentence of 23. It's probably for the 23. We can't possibly be lucky enough that she would serve out the remainder of the 43. All right, well, let's get some of these phone calls. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson radio program. It's the best day of your life. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What do you got?
Hey. Yeah, this is the best day of my life.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. There you go. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson. You're freaking me out.
Oh, my God.
Okay, bye now. Okay, thanks. Thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hi, Rick. Ty.
Hi, Ty. What's up?
Oh, I got to tell you, I'm not a religious man, but praise the Lord.
It really is.
I just sent out a bulletin just going, there is a God.
I don't think any of us dared to hope. I don't think any of us dared. I mean, let's go around the room. Sarah, what did you think would happen?
I thought that she would just go home and the American public would be a little pissed off about it, but she'd get away with it and be back at some awards show like in 2 weeks.
That's so great.
I never, ever, ever thought this would happen.
Oh, I didn't think it either. John Baker in for Tim Riley?
I was absolutely certain she was on Easy Street. I figured she's going to be having a party next weekend.
Like OJ, do you remember where you were when OJ had the party the night that he was released? I remember that. I remember the night that OJ Simpson was acquitted. I was working at a talk radio station, and that was a glorious time to be in talk radio, just like today. I remember the night O.J. was acquitted, and not to sound all philosophical and contemplative about it, but, I mean, we all know that that was effed. And so O.J. got out of jail, and I remember sitting in my office at the radio station where I worked, and I was the PD there, and I remember sitting in my office, looking out the window, and I know this sounds hopelessly melodramatic and whatever, romantic or whatever, but staring out my office window, it was gray outside, overcast, cloudy, rain pouring down, and listening to the radio reports of O.J. and how he was throwing this gigantic bash at his mansion with hundreds of celebrities the night that he got acquitted, and just sitting looking out the window just going, what is this friggin' planet coming to? You know what? This is that moment. This is that moment for the 21st century. I'm with you, Ty. Praise the Lord, yeah. God Almighty.
Love the show, Rick.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Okay. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, it's going fantastic, my friend. How are things going for you?
Oh, best day ever now.
It really is a great day.
I am giddy today. I just, my whole day has been crap until now.
All right, hold on just a second. Wait, just one more. In fact, we're going to have some... Well, I'll take another call here, Sarah. If you and John want to get together, we'll give you some breaking news here in just a second. Yeah, no, I'm with you, sir. It's a fantastic... I didn't think it was going to happen.
No, me neither. But justice has been done.
All right, excellent. Thank you, sir. God bless
you.
We'll do one more, and then we'll get a little more breaking Paris Hilton news. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. I want to know... I've been out of the loop a couple days here. Why was she released in the first place?
She was released in the first place because of what the court called, or I'm sorry, of what the sheriff called, quote, an unspecified medical condition. And the thing about that is they obviously said that because, of course, if it's a medical condition under the HIPAA laws, you're not allowed to reveal that, ask about it, no one can know about it. So they use that as sort of a, it's like when somebody has diplomatic immunity. If you say something's for a medical condition, it's illegal, you know, you can't find out why. But that's where they screwed up because, as Tom Likas pointed out, in that jail, there are people with hepatitis C, AIDS, cancer, mental problems. They are prepared to handle all of those. There's no medical condition she could have that they're not prepared to handle. And so that's what screwed her, and the judge saw right through it.
Now, I heard something, she was on a special diet or was on a hunger strike or something?
Also, TMZ reported that sources inside the jail said she was refusing to eat the prison food. Poor Paris.
Oh, I wonder if mommy and daddy had anything to do about getting her released.
Yeah, well,
money tends to know high-profile judges something that could have pulled some strings for her.
Well, you know what? The strings didn't stay pulled. The strings are unpulled at this point.
Yes, I know. Yeah. It's like the one caller, this is one of the greatest days of my life.
Thank you, sir. God bless
you. This makes up for the entire OJ thing.
I'm with you. Thank you. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with breaking news, let's now go to John Baker in for Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
There's one person you don't want to upset. That would be a judge. The verdict is in, and it's not good for Paris. We just learned that the troubled heiress was ordered back to jail today by Judge Sauer to serve the entirety of her 45-day sentence, prompting Paris to reportedly scream, "It's not right!" and start crying for her mother. As you hear this, she's being escorted back to Linwood. We'll keep you posted if anything else crazy happens.
So great. I think we're all going to cry. I think I'm going to go tithe at the church of my choice today. And I'm not just going to give that 10%. I'm going to give like 12%. All right, we're taking your instant reaction. So now we've got Paris Hilton. There's so many layers of goodness.
I know!
So Paris Hilton ordered back to jail. Paris Hilton cries in the courtroom. Paris Hilton physically dragged out of the courtroom. Paris Hilton sent to jail for 45 days, although I guess it's 40.
40.
So there
were more than 17 more that she was supposed to serve.
You stupid bitch. If you had just sucked it up and done your next 17 days or 20 days or whatever the hell, you had to go and make a fuss about it, and now your dumb, spoiled ass is getting an additional 35 days in jail. You moron.
I love this. One witness described the scene as Paris was physically escorted out of the courtroom by a female deputy.
Oh,
that's crime.
Oh, That's so great. And you know the reason she was doing the mom, mom, mom thing is because mom, mom, mom was probably the one that told her, we'll get you out of this cupcake.
Mm-hmm. Wilson's mother was later seen facing the hallways telling reporters, I'm paralyzed right now.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show on the best day of your life.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey, actually, Rick, you guys have been kind enough to park me on hold because I'm out of range of the radio station. I've been out of town for a few days. But I caught it at a good time, apparently.
Yes, no, it is a great time to be you, me, and everybody else, sir.
Because I would have just wanted to be in the car in the paddy wagon on the way back to jail.
Oh,
fly on the wall there, huh?
Oh, and you know what? And unlike that time, here's the other thing that she screwed herself on. They were apparently really being very good about keeping cell phones and cameras away from her while she was in jail. Nobody saw her go. Think about this. Nobody saw her go into jail. Nobody saw her come out of jail the first time. Nobody saw her in jail. She was on, relatively speaking, on easy street. She was going to serve out her time. She was going to do her deal. They were going to let her keep her hair extension. She had makeup. Nobody was getting any photographs of her in the jumpsuit. Her mugshot even looked pretty decent. And you know what? Now, she's screwed. She's doing 40 days. Her reputation is trash. She lost all her street cred, and now she's being photographed crying. She's being photographed dragged out of the courtroom, probably, and there's going to be pictures of this all over the internet.
Yeah, she'll be living this down when she's 60.
Oh, in your face. Thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show on the best day of your life. Hello, sir.
Oh, geez, you want to talk about the best cure for a hangover.
Yeah.
That was it right there.
No, it's true. I don't care what's wrong with your day today. This makes everything better.
It makes it so much better. First, I thought when you did the pause, it was going to be Paris Hilton is dead. This is even better. dead, she gets away with everything.
It's
now that
true.
She's alive, I want pictures of those man feet.
Oh, no, it's true. She's got this full-on swamp thing feet. It really is true.
We want pictures of everything.
I think
bets are off now.
Your wish is going to be granted, sir. All right, thank you. All right, there you go. Man, of all the days for Tim to be gone.
I'm going to be so bummed.
Tim is just kicking. Tim is just angry right now. We'll be checking in again with John Baker, who's in for Tim Riley. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just going to say, poor Tim. He lived his entire life as a newsman for a day like this, and he's on vacation.
Oh, I know. It's just of all the days. I mean, there have been days, you know, like when we were unemployed, things would happen in the news, and I would just be like, well, you know, what are you going to do? So, but this is just fantastic.
And can you imagine right now Lindsay Lohan and the other one,
the
lawyers right now going, oh, my God, get
the precedent has been set. How do you feel? How do you think Nicole Richie's feeling right now?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Because she was DUI.
She was on there laughing on, I think it was Letterman or Jay Leno the other night.
Who's
laughing
now?
Jay.
Not so funny now. Oh,
this is
a funny man.
This is a life-changing experience for people.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The day that Paris Hilton physically got dragged to jail. Oh, come on.
The day that God effed her right back.
Fantastic.
Found a great article here talking about, yesterday, and somebody noticed Janice Dickerson.
Yes.
Was waving to him at the intersection just a few minutes ago. And as soon as the world's first supermodel successfully flagged him down, she started jubilantly screaming about Paris' newly secured freedom.
Oh, that is...
Somebody needs to go talk to Janice again today.
So great. All right, let me see here. I'm checking the CBS News feed here to see if... Looking to see if there's a CBS News... There's a press conference... Sarah, can you help me? I'm trying to find either the CBS News feed or the CNN feed. Maybe I'll turn on that television that's on the wall.
Oh no!
Why would we possibly need that? What breaking news can possibly happen that would require us to use the television that hasn't been installed yet? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be grumpy. All right,
can't be grumpy. Not on today.
I'm just saying. Come on. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
I think we should all give Lady Justice one collective booyah.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you for the Lady Justice booyah. Genius. Thank you. All right. CNN confirms she was taken from court screaming. All right. Hold on. I think I've got the CNN thing here. Hold on a second. And we're going to try to track down our good friend Rachel McGrath here in a second. Hold on just one moment. All right, this is, All right, let's see what we've got here. This, I believe, is the CNN feed of the Paris Hilton. This might be the press conference. I'm not sure what this is. We're opening this right here. Let's see. All right.
Not something I can address. I know what the court did. I would not characterize it as an emergency.
Sorry, we got the hideous, the buffering going as everybody and their brothers trying to read this. So this is the CNN press conference. I'm unclear about who this guy is speaking, but this is the press conference regarding...
City attorney filed documents. The city attorney's documents asked for an order to show cause to be kept.
Ugh, this is so frustrating. All right, this I'm trying to figure out exactly who this is. You might try to...
Judge preliminarily calendared a hearing for 9 o'clock this morning. He routinely then directed that the defendant, who is in custody, home detention is still, from that perspective, custody. He directed the sheriff to bring an inmate in custody to court. The sheriff brings inmates in custody, thousands of them, every day. This is no different than any other defendant in custody being ordered to court. That's all he did. I would not characterize it as an emergency order.
Do you say that this happens every day where a judge was...
No.
I think this might be Paris's lawyer.
Defendants are brought...
There's no Chiron here. Yeah, CNN confirms Paris Hilton dragged from the court screaming.
This is no different than that. The fact that Ms. Hilton was in a different custody status.
Different custody status. He's totally her lawyer.
Changed the reality that the procedures that the deputies follow and the court follows are that she was in custody. She would be treated as a custody inmate. That's what we did. It's what he ordered. It's what the sheriff executed this morning.
What is different about this case?
A PIO for the Los Angeles County Superior Court speaking in Los Angeles right now about Paris Hilton going back to jail. You can continue to follow the intricacies of this story live on Pike 3 right now.
All right, this is...
some other news we're following across the United States.
Other news. What are you talking about? Are you high? There is no other news.
You know, we're probably pissing off so many Oregonians right now who are like, what about the war? And we're sitting here, you know, talking the entire time about
the war. You got like 100 stations out there to talk about the war. Go find one of them.
The war's not going anywhere.
This is... What about the culture war, my friends? What about the culture war? Yeah, the war is going to be there tomorrow. Although, so will Paris Hilton. all right.
Oh, we rescheduled Lisa Goddard.
All right, here we go. Okay, I think CBS News, I know we got Lisa Goddard. It's just, it's one of those days.
Oh, that's fine.
Hold on, I think CBS News has something happening live here. Hold on. All right.
Where are you finding this?
CBSNews.com finally got it rolling here. This is, this is CBS News. .com. I'm waiting for this to buffer. We're here with Sarah X. Dillon, John Baker, who's in for Tim Riley. Later on, more of this. Plus this. Later on, this. And also, this. All right, this is buffering. I love it when the buffering starts going backwards. 7, 2, 23, 4, 47, 55.
So did you click on the story that says Paris Hilton back to jail?
Yeah.
Okay, I have that.
Oh, wait, I get to hear the commercial, too.
Special agent, they're trying to stop you from saving time.
Oh, for the love of God.
No insurance.
Let me just mute that. So, anyway, and so forth. Let me get a random call. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Woo!
Genius. Woo! Thank you, sir. All right.
Hey, Alan, one more question.
All right, here we go. This is the press conference. It looks like it's either just starting or it's just looks like it's just, and now it's just gone. Now it's just gone dead. It's just a big thing. It says CBS News Live. All right, I'm trying to figure out if the press conference is actually over or this is so irritating. All right, well let me see what do we got here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, I work for a company that mounts TV, so we can probably get somebody out there to get that one up for
no,
you.
No, I'm sure somebody will be in to do it in any second here. I'm sorry, I really am not cranky about it. We've had some personnel changes here recently, CBS, as so often happens in radio. Man, by often, I mean like every week. And the person who was going to be hanging our television has is seeking other opportunities, apparently. So we're just waiting on somebody to do that. It's just, the thing is, we don't even really notice it. I don't notice the lack of a television, except on days when Paris Hilton goes back to jail.
So, those are very important days when you really need a television.
It really is. No, it really is a fantastic day. It's a day on which we are all proud to be Americans, my friend.
I have never been more proud today than ever before.
I'm telling you, it really is. It really is just a great thing. It's a great thing for all of us. For the children, especially.
Especially for the children.
All right.
Oh, no, it is most important for the children.
Yes, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, I think the press conference is actually over. Because the CNN, the CBS News feed is actually playing, but it's just gone... It looks like it's just gone blank. They're just back to the logo. So I think the press conference is actually done. So, all right, well, we'll keep...
Wow, she doesn't even get to go home or anything. They're just taking her straight from the
courtroom.
Oh, no,
that's the deal. I mean, There you go, fantastic. And you know what CBS News, God bless them, you know what CBS News has as their front page picture? Just a huge blow up of that thing where she's crying in the back of the car.
That's my MySpace profile.
God bless you. You know, when you go to jail, when you're convicted, you go right to jail. There's no going home. Like, when you're on trial for something and they say, you know, the court finds you guilty, you will be remanded to the bailiff, too. And they come and they get you, and it's right to the hooskow for you. I mean, that's the thing, is it's right to the pokey. All right, let's see here. Let's get this call, and then somebody, this may be Lisa Goddard on hold. Scotty is not in the room at the moment.
I'm sure that it is.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Mom! Mom! Mom!
Oh, that's too... Take me out Paris style, please. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Well, let me do one more. Let me just get these calls, and then we'll go to who I believe is Lisa Goddard. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yeah, you know, Rick, this is probably the greatest day for what's-his-name that's filling in for Tim Riley, because he's going to look back on this when he's, like, 70, and if he was doing news, you know, say 50 years ago, comparing it to, you know, Lizzie Borden, the Hindenburg case, and all this, he's going to say, you know, when I was younger, I filled in for Tim Riley.
The humanity.
I remember I was on the news today that Paris Hilton went back to jail. Those were good times.
Thank you, sir.
No, it really is true. John Baker was in for Tim Riley today. When you woke up this morning, you thought you were going to be talking about, I don't know, a guy getting his hand caught in something or some sort of a methane story, because we do a lot of those. And then here you are on perhaps the greatest day in the history of humanity.
I couldn't have timed this any better if I had tried.
Seriously.
It really is true.
Day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from the Hill. I hope. CNN Radio correspondent to the stars, the one, the only Lisa Goddard. Hello there.
Hey there, how are you guys?
Oh, I gotta tell you, it's the best day ever. It is the greatest day.
You would be living large.
Oh, I have to tell you, there is no word in my lexicon. My mental thesaurus is empty. When you look up ecstatic, jubilant, glorious, wonderful joy, I have no synonym for that. It really is just fantastic, and I know that as a real journalist, you're above such things.
Well, okay, here's where I am on this story. Right now, my next thing that I'm watching for is when the minute hand hits the top of the hour and the Situation Room begins. I am very nervous about how much of the Situation Room on this day after the immigration bill died, and now that our top military officer in the country is being kicked out of his job because of Iraq. I'm really nervous about how much time on Situation Room is going to be devoted to Paris Hilton, but, you know, maybe you would make the case to me. Lisa, stop being a news snob, you know, we all want to see it.
Oh, now you shamed me. Now you shamed me into talking about real news. Wait, hold on a second. Give me just one second.
I told you that people were thinking that.
Hold on one second. All right, there we go. We'll turn off our Katrina and the Waves music for just a little while here. All right, now don't, I want to freak people out.
You know, I don't want to be the big buzzkill of the show. I wasn't trying to do that. I was trying to somehow weave in some real, somehow.
No, here's the thing, here's how I'm going to make people keep listening through all this. We'll talk about real news here in a second. I want to assure the people who think that I've somehow become serious, we will once again wallow in the trivial in just a few minutes. Here's what we're going to do. We'll talk about the so-called real news you got. And then at the end, I will ask you your observations as a journalist on the Paris Hilton story. Because you know people want to know what you, Lisa Goddard, think about this.
Oh, please.
No, it's... No, oh, come on. Don't be false.
All right, okay, I'll play. All right, okay, I'm in.
Be
all
falsely right. Humble. You know people love you. Wait. So... All right. So, the immigration bill, which would have been a big story today, is it dead or is it dying or is it gone?
the big freight life support is what they're saying. Who knows? It's a mess. It's basically a mess. The Democrats and the Republicans who were in favor of it tried to push it through. Republicans tried to kill it with essentially an avalanche of amendments. And Democrats said, no, we're going to, or those in favor of the bill said, no, we're done. No more amendments. We're taking a final vote. And it depends on who you talk to. Those against the bill say, hey, if we'd only had a chance to go over 20 more amendments or have 20 more votes, then we would have gotten on board. And those in favor would say, no, that's a big ploy. They were never going to get on board. So we just went ahead and, you know, cut it off. Who knows? I think it's not overall for the year, but I think this was their best shot for the year. I think it was a body blow. The question is this compromise deal going to get up in the ring or...
Now, would this have happened...
Is it Rocky 1 or Rocky 2 for Apollo Creed? That's the question.
Fantastic reference. Would this have happened earlier? In other words, was this sort of failure, if we can call it that, of this bill? Was the collapse of this bill because of the nature of the bill itself, or is it a reflection upon the diminished power of the Bush administration?
Right. It's both. Because the bill has opponents, very passionate opponents on both sides, those who think that, for example, that they're illegal immigrants and guest workers didn't have enough rights or were sort of being crushed in the bill, that they weren't being given the same fair opportunities or same opportunities, I guess, as other immigrants. And then those on the other side who said the illegal immigrants should not be allowed to have any legal status and felt that the bill was going too far, being way too lenient. So both of those groups got together essentially yesterday and said, hey, we don't like it, forget it, we're not ready to vote for this bill, we're not going to. Those in favor of it had counted on the power of the White House to bring Republicans in line. Well, there's two problems there. One, there isn't much power in the White House right now. And the second is that where the power is in Europe. The president actually is sick. He was in Germany. He's in Poland today. And he just wasn't really here, even though two of his cabinet secretaries were sitting right off the floor of the Senate for the immigration debate. Just didn't get it done.
Mm. And then there's that. There's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs,
yeah,
right?
Chief.
He's out. It's just, I mean, it really is, I mean, here's the thing. If you spin the wheel of news, whether you land on politics, showbiz, television, current event, it is big news everywhere you look in this world. Every segment, in other words, every color of the USA Today, whether it's the green section, the purple, or the, the red, or the front page, every section of the USA Today has huge news happening.
The deal is that Peter Pace, Defense Secretary Gates, is saying Peter Pace, who's a Marine, he was actually either number one or number two in the military chain of command during the Iraq War, during the entire war. But Defense Secretary Gates is saying, I want him to stay on the job. But the fact is, when I talk to senators, it's essentially going to be a bloodbath on Capitol Hill to try and get him renominated. It's going to be too contentious, too divisive. He says, I think we need to look to the future, and the fact is Peter Pace is so tied to the last years of the war that we were not going to be able to get past it, so I'm moving on.
All right. It's just, this whole day is...
So it really is a statement about the problems in the war and the lack of confidence in Congress.
Well, there's a lot of these things happening. It was like with the Gonzalez business where it's...
And there's another news item. Now we've got this no confidence vote on Gonzalez scheduled for Monday.
And there's so many of these things, not that there aren't real issues at stake with these votes or people being sort of run out of town or the immigration bill collapsing, but they're all very, very heavily symbolic as well. They really are microcosms of the situation. The diminished, I think, sort of clout of the Bush administration and just the general sort of upheaval that's happening there and dissension. So, all right, well, we will undoubtedly continue to talk more about this. I really do have to ask you as a journalist your perspective on Paris Hilton going to jail where she will be, she will be serving the remainder of her whole...
We're making a big of a deal that anybody, including Paris Hilton and the press, that people with the signs... Somebody, I guess, walking around where the media was like, no, when they made the announcement that she'll serve her full sentence. I can't believe we're making this big of a deal out of between 20 and 40 days in the pokey.
Oh, but it's not, see, but the thing is, 20 and 40 days.
Suck it up, Paris.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's the thing is, for Paris, though, days in jail for Paris, it's like dog years. It's like 20 days in a base 5 numbering system.
I think something must be really off. I don't know. I just feel like... in my mind, I keep putting her next to Martha Stewart now. I feel like Martha Stewart, she called out her prison matron muscles. She got it done.
Well, that's that, and you know, and I got to tell you this, Martha Stewart, as we now resume the best story ever, Martha Stewart was in a real prison. She wasn't in no county jail. Right. She was in a prison.
She was in a pen. That's
and,
right.
And she was in there for months and months and months.
That's right.
And I really do think there is a difference between Martha Stewart, who, and I don't want to be all Horatio Alger about it and all class war about it, but Martha Stewart was born, you know, she had a hard scrabble life, you know, and grew dirt poor and worked her way up, and I think has a core of resiliency that Paris Hilton's just filled with a soft, buttery, nougat-like, spoiled center.
I'm just so surprised. I don't know, maybe I live in Washington, D.C., maybe there's a lot of muggins in my neighborhood. I don't know. I'm just really surprised that anyone would react this way to a couple. I mean, maybe I don't know what she's going through. Maybe it really, you know, maybe she was nearly killed in jail.
Oh, she wasn't
nearly.
I don't know.
I don't like judging other people, but it's just very surprising.
Let me just tell you, I love judging other people, and it's a skill at which I excel. So I will tell you this. I'm with you that I don't, I mean, it's not that going to jail is a great place, but she, what Paris Hilton did is it is her own disproportionate response to it that was her undoing. If she had sucked it up and done the 2 weeks or whatever it was, she would have been fine.
I don't know. Maybe there could be a lot of other things going on here. Maybe there's a dependency she's coming off. Maybe she has really serious problems. Maybe she really is sick. I don't know. Maybe she has TB.
You know what it was? It was the fact that if she, it's like fighting the Taffy Monster in that Raggedy Ann an Andy cartoon. If she had not fought back so vociferously, this would not have turned on her. She is hoist by her own petard, Lisa.
See, I just know, as a journalist, I'm almost dying for the opportunity, and I wonder, I hope this tape doesn't actually get replayed someday, but for the opportunity to protect a source and land in the pen. I mean, I feel like that gives you such credibility.
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, it really...
Especially in L.A., come on.
No, it's in the going to jail gives you such street cred, even if it's for something very minor, but, you know, she's completely blown that now. If she had just bit the bullet and just served her 20 days, she would have come out. She would have had street cred. She would have been able, you know, and we would have been able, we couldn't have said anything. We would have had to say, well, look, she served her time. She sucked it up. What are you going to do? But now, you know, it's now she has nothing. Her exoskeleton is completely gone.
It's wacky. 23 days is not that much.
I know.
If I was in jail, I don't want to serve that time in jail. I feel bad for anyone that has to serve time in jail, have their freedom cut off, all of that. But, I mean.
No, you know, she does not have your interior toughness.
Most of them were there for a reason, and, you know, just suck it up, get it done.
She doesn't have your streetwise spine of steel, Lisa. All right, I'm going to...
We'll see. Hopefully, I do feel like now there's going to, you know, the phrase, you're crying like a little girl now. He was crying like
Paris. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend, sister. We will talk to you very, very soon. Lisa Goddard, ladies and gentlemen, on the Hill.
Thank you. There you go. Lisa Goddard from CNN. All right. Fantastic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, filling in for Tim Riley, it's John Baker. Is there anything else? What do we got?
We've just got an update here on TMZ.
Fantastic.
Hilton's parents bolt. Highly emotional Kathy and Rick Hilton have finally left the Los Angeles County Superior Court, thronged by reporters and photographers even.
So if they're upset and running from the place after like an hour, well, they probably can't be good.
Well, that's the thing. Is if her parents...
This is the hearing right now.
Yeah.
It's just happening.
I mean, if her parents are that upset, it means that either... I think here's what happened. I think somebody sat down... And I think everybody has this happen in their lives where somebody asks you something or a favor or whatever, and you sort of go, yeah, I'll do that. I made that happen. And then you realize later you've overextended yourself. I think somebody sat down in a room, my theory, my opinion, somebody sat down in a room with Paris's parents, and Paris's parents said, look, we would be eternally grateful and indebted to you if you could make this go away and take care of this for us. And we will remember you in our thoughts. And you will be a friend of the Hilton family if you can take care of this. And I think somebody said, sure, no problem. I know a guy. I'll take care of it. It's not going to be a problem. And I think that not only has Paris, for the first time, been slapped around by the bitch of reality, but I think probably it seems to me like Paris's parents, for the first time, have found something they can buy their way out of. So this email says, Rick, there are many times I turn and say to my wife in a negative tone, only in America. But this, Rick Emerson, is one day when I can say in an undeniably happy tone, only in America. God bless the USA. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We're taking your phone calls today.
Hey, Rick.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hi. Yesterday, Lady Justice was Paris's bitch. But today?
Yes.
Today, Lady Justice says, payback is a bitch, and who's your daddy now?
That's exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey.
Thank you, sister.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. One more, and then we have to break. We're like an hour behind. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick, it's Eric. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, there's going to be a holiday while Paris is in jail, and that's the 4th of July with lots of fireworks going off.
Yes.
And I think I'll be ordering maybe 40 extra big bombs I can blow off up here in Clark County.
One for every glorious day she spends in incarceration.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All right. I tell you what, we'll take a break. We're so behind. Take a break. We'll come back with more. Our friend John Baker in for Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth today. Later on, Aaron Duran, Scott Daly, Steve Kastenbaum. More of Paris Hilton, who has gone back to jail and will be serving the entire 40 days and who was dragged crying and screaming from the courtroom. It's the best day you've ever had. Back after this on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi, hello, it's the Rick Emerson radio program. 503-733-2970. Paris Hilton ordered back to jail to serve not just 23 days, the entire sentence. So she gets 5 days credit, 40 days. Dragged, screaming and crying from the courtroom. Sarah asked a good point because the Paris people have filed an appeal, I think. In fact, let's go to John Baker, who is filling in for Tim Riley today. A little bit of breaking Paris Hilton news. Not much. What do we got?
We've got a little here. We're learning that Paris Hilton will appeal her sentence. We're told the appeal is being drafted right now and will be filed either later today or first thing Monday. But that means she's got to spend the weekend there.
Ah, so great. And so Sarah asked a good question, which is what is an appeal? And I believe my understanding of it, I am not a lawyer, is that an appeal is like an annulment. It doesn't say that the verdict is wrong as such. But an appeal is a claim that there was something in the there was some link in the chain that was incorrect or done and handled badly. On an appeal means that there was an error in the process, there was precedent that was ignored, that the legal process by which you arrived at the verdict was somehow flawed, that there was a mistake made, or that they ignored a precedent or evidence or something.
Whether they missed something, they didn't follow specific rules, or whether it was unfairly punishing her differently than they would do anybody else.
Yeah.
But I think it was made pretty clear in the original sentencing that she was not to be released. She was not to get the in-home.
Yeah, because that was in her sentencing. And if she appeals, is she appealing to the same judge that's sending her back to jail?
That's a good question, actually. I don't really know how that works. Because I know sometimes you can appeal it to a higher court and a higher court and a higher court. I don't know whether the first appeal has to go back to this judge or not. Probably not. But, I mean, who knows? You might have to. That might be the first step in the process to appeal to the same judge, who, by the way, is a folk hero now to everyone.
And totally. And other judges probably aren't appreciative of the fact that he, you know, said what she's supposed to do, and she blatantly ignored it. So I don't
right.
think any other judges are going to give her a break.
Totally. Well, and the thing is, judges, I'm not trying to make it sound like a conspiracy, but judges, you know, the legal system kind of protects its own, I think. I think judges, it's one thing to disagree with the judge's sentence, but I think judges are, you know, they don't want to do anything that's going to undermine their whole system. They want, you know, they want to know that when they pass a sentence, it's like that they have that, so to speak, their word is law. So, Rick, would it not be even better if there was a discovery of a bribery scandal involving the Paris, involving the parents, Paris, the sheriff, or even an attempt at bribery on the judge? And yeah, like that's so out of the question too. Let's see, what else do we have here? Rick, I hope she gets another full-body cavity search, preferably by a woman with club-fist hands. Well, she never apparently got a body cavity search the first time.
Oh, John says they have something else.
All right. Wait, hold on. This is going to be happening all day. John Baker in for Tim Riley with more breaking news.
Los Angeles City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo issued the following statements to TMZ in response to Judge Sauer's decision ordering Paris Hilton back to jail. Quote, "This decision sends the message that no individual, no matter how wealthy or powerful, is above the law."
Yeah, in your face.
"Today, justice was served."
Fantastic. Oh, that is great. Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, I have, okay. Now, if you go to, Sarah, do you have that artist rendering?
Yeah, I'm posting it right now.
Okay. Mona Edwards, who's a sketch artist, it's a slice of American life. Those weird crayon chalk-looking sketches that they do inside the courtroom,
why is it okay to have a scratched up chalk looking drawing as compared to, oh, but we can't have an actual photograph?
I don't know.
We want to see the tracks of these tears.
It's just strange that that's a thing you don't really ever think about. How many hours of your life you spent watching the news and looking at a sketch of somebody? That's just kind of strange. So it's a picture of Paris clutching a hanky and weeping uncontrollably. Fantastic. Let's see. What else do we have? You know, the thing is, people are just stopping. I was just going to the bathroom just now. People are stopping me in the hallway just to talk about how great this is. I mean, people are just the people I don't even know. People that work here who I've never met are telling me, hey, isn't that great? Okay. And then we've got, okay, now this is not, you probably know this, Sarah, but did you know Nicole Richie is pregnant?
Oh, I've heard the rumor. Is she actually?
Well, news24.com.
She's been walking around looking bloated, so people are either thinking she was malnourished and getting, you know, that big belly.
It's loading right here. Is this an Australian site? News 24. Where is this from? No, this is, well, showbiz.com is reporting that Nicole Richie is pregnant. Apparently, it has been claimed she's undergone a series of pregnancy tests, which have confirmed it. A source told Life and Style Weekly magazine Nicole recently underwent a series of tests, including blood and urine screenings, which confirmed she is pregnant. That's fantastic. Well, no, and now the thing is, now she's supposed to be going to jail, too, or they threatened her with jail anyway because of drunk driving. And here's the other thing. The thing that Nicole Richie is screwed on, if it had been anything else, shoplifting, possession of illegal prescription, but drunk driving hanging over your head right now if you're a celebrity in Los Angeles?
Well, she wasn't drunk, though. There was only prescription medication and marijuana found.
But now, was she driving under the influence?
She was under the influence, and she was driving the wrong way down that highway.
So, driving under the influence. So, driving while intoxicated. So, if you're a celebrity with a driving under the influence of something hanging over your head right now in Los Angeles, this is a bad time to be you. Let's see. This is, what else do we have here? This is the email and phone calls coming in just more quickly than we can even respond to them. We'll do a couple more, then we've got a break to get ourselves back on track here. We'll be continuing to talk about this, and of course, like us will be talking about today as well. Let's see. This email says, you know, the system here is just slow to a crawl because everybody in the building is looking at Paris Hilton news. This is from, Mike. Rick, dude, let us not forget Paris's, and this is, everybody knows this, her free use of the N-word.
She's a racist, horrible person.
Oh, she's been caught on camera so many times talking about, you know, the N-word and the whatever and all kinds of hideous slurs. Rick, you know, says, let's not forget Paris's free use of the N-word. Yes, she'll be talking to a broken broomstick handle this evening. Mike in Portland. That's the spirit. All right, let's do two more calls. Then we'll do a final update from John Baker, who's been in for Tim Ryland today. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
What's up?
I am a bastard, and I'm feeling especially glorious today.
God bless you, sir.
Hey, only thing that could have been better with this is if Ashton Kutcher could have come out right after she got sentenced.
You've been punked!
Yes. That would have been great, especially if it was, you know, the way he was punking her was letting her think that she was actually getting out.
I was just going to say, they should have done a double punk, where Ashton Kutcher comes and says, hey, you've been punked, you're not going to jail. Oh, you've been punked, you really are. Bam!
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, God bless you, sir.
Great day. Thanks,
Rick. America. Hi, final call before we break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick, Chris the DJ, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, quick question for you. I signed up to be a glorious bastard. Do you get a confirmation email that happened?
You know, you're supposed to, but to be honest, we've had some issues, we won't call them problems. We've had some issues where a confirmation email is either not going out or it's not arriving. If you register to be a glorious bastard at 970.am, don't forget, don't let me forget, I got another glorious bastard of the day today. Of the week.
Yeah, that's
right,
why I'm calling. I want
to
win.
The Glorious Bastard of the Week. I got to draw that and announce that today. If you sign up to be a Glorious Bastard, you may or may not receive a confirmation email. However, fear not. If you fill it out and submit it, you are registered. You're in the system. You are there. You just sometimes are not getting a confirmation email. But the short answer is you should get one, but it doesn't matter.
Awesome. I am a Glorious Bastard. Best news day ever.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
All right, a final update here before we wrap it up for this segment from John Baker in for Tim Riley today.
Any day that starts with Paris Hilton being brought into court in handcuffs in a sheriff's car, being disheveled, weeping, hair askew, without makeup, and wearing a gray fuzzy sweatshirt and ending with her going back to the slammer with appeals pending, but we know she's going to be in at least as long as she's already been in, because there's a weekend and the courts shut down.
Oh, and you know what? And you know what? The people in jail aren't going to be screwing around this time. It's you're just going to be, you don't want to eat your crap, don't eat them.
Do you know how disrespectful that is of her? Like, all this crap that she's been doing, she's getting a beaten.
Exactly. This is, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like, I don't want to eat my bologna. Well, fine. Bitch, don't eat that. So
we didn't want you to have these hot dogs anyhow.
Seriously, whatever.
That's why she's panicking, because she knows that she is screwed.
Oh, and you know, can you imagine how angry the inmates are at her now? The inmates were pissed at her before. Can you imagine how angry everybody in that jail is at her right at this very minute? Somebody's the new meat again. All right. We're going to break. We'll come back. Let's take a moment to thank John Baker, who was in for Tim Riley today on a very hectic day. John Baker. Thank you, sir. So, you did a great job.
Fantastic. Thanks for letting me in here.
All right. Well, you know, you kind of got thrown in the deep end today. So, but you know what? That guy totally nailed it. 20 years, you come back and go, yeah, I was actually broadcasting as a newsman that day. I was there when it happened. Fantastic. John Baker, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, Scott Daly, more Paris Hilton news. It is the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Steve. Shall we? Nah, screw it. We're not calming down. 503. This is our time. Down here. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. We appreciate it, ladies and gents, as they say. In just a moment, we'll welcome Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to New York City, the city that never sleeps, and talk to our good friend CNN radio correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. What's up, brother man? How you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you? Had the day off yesterday. I'm feeling great.
Oh, I'm feeling great today, and it has nothing to do with a day off from anything. It has to do with four little syllables, and those syllables are Hilton and Paris. It's just a glorious, wonderful day. It's a day on which the birds are singing just to me. The sunlight is beaming down. I'm walking through town. Everything is right with the world. All of the universe is intact and sparkling, sir.
Did you see the picture of her on TMZ.com crying in the back of the cop
car? Oh.
I've seen many.
So that, since then, they've posted the Mona Edwards, who's the sketch artist in the court. Have you noticed this, too? Do those courtroom sketch artists go to one, like, if you can draw this turtle school? Because all of those courtroom sketches, no matter who they're of or who did them, all look exactly in the same style.
You know what's really funny about that? I always thought that, you know, before I got into this business, that maybe they just, you know, they're pressed for time and they don't have a lot of time to draw, you know, while the person's in court, so they're doing it really fast. And that's why it never looks like the person, you know, who they're drawing. But, you know, since then, I've been in court cases, and I've seen the sketch artists doing this. They're sitting there for like an hour drawing, and it still doesn't come out like the person, you know, they're drawing.
It still does look like just on the back of a matchbook, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just get a hold of ourselves. So the sketch that Mona Edwards drew in the courtroom, it's Paris, and her makeup's running, and she's crying, and then apparently she was dragged screaming from the courtroom, and her parents looked all distraught, and she's back in jail, and they're going to keep her there until at least Monday, which is the soonest this appeal's going to get processed. And I got to tell you, if she thinks the people in the jail were pissed off at her before, I don't think she's seen anything yet. And I think if she tries to pull any more of this I'm not going to eat crap, I think they're just going to tell her to shove it and leave her there to starve. So.
Yeah, but her not eating is like every day for her.
Zing! Well done. All right. Well, we originally had you on to ask the important question, what does Al Sharpton think about all this? But that might be moot now. I mean, it's so... Al, can I just tell you this? Yeah. We, as a radio show here, and as a radio show that occasionally works with edgy material, we have a little bit of a tangled sense of feeling about Al Sharpton. Because, of course, he's part of the whole IMUS debacle. And, you know, but I do admire the fact that the guy's such a great public speaker. I admire anybody who can rabble-rouse like that. And then he was, you know, so anti-Paris, and, you know, so that put us solidly back in his camp. in a nut, what's he saying about this? What is his take on this?
It's probably best for me to let him say it. So how about we do that?
Fantastic.
Okay.
I'm convinced that if Paris Hilton was the daughter of a white worker in West Virginia in the coal mines, or a black millionaire rapper, she would not have gotten treated like this. There are class issues here. There's race issues here.
So he's saying, you know, she was let out because her dad's got money.
No, it's you know, I think, I don't know that happened, and again, we're just speculating, but I mean, it does seem, there's all kinds of ways, and I am not accusing anybody of an illegal activity, but it does seem like there are all kinds of ways to influence. Here's an example. Don King, the legendary boxing promoter. Don King used to do this thing, and I think still does, where whenever he was on trial for something, which seemed to happen a lot, whenever Don King was on trial, Don King became really famous for, if he was acquitted, he would take the entire jury on vacation with him. Now, it wasn't quid pro quo. He never said in advance, if you acquit me, I'll take you on vacationism. It was just that. It just so happened that every time he was acquitted, the jurors would get an all-expense vacation, paid vacation to like Mazatlan or something.
Well, that can't be legal.
It's entirely legal.
Wow.
Because once he's acquitted, he's a private citizen, and they're private citizens, and there is nothing stopping you from associating with other private citizens or paying for their vacation.
Wow, get me on a King jury then.
That's what I'm saying. So he became notorious for buying vacations for jurors after they had acquitted him, because as long as he didn't contact them in advance, it's not illegal. I think there is every possibility that Paris Hilton's parents talked to somebody and said, look, we would be eternally grateful if you can make things as smooth as possible. And everybody knows what that means. And I think it's very telling that Paris's parents left the courtroom and were so distraught, because that indicates to me that they had banked, so to speak, on them being able to take care of this somehow, and that did not happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there are some folks who are saying this judge wanted to make an example of her, and judges sometimes have the right to do that, you know, in cases. And in this particular case, you know, I've been reading that most of the time, and people in this same situation don't get jail time. They
have
to get off with a slap of the wrist. So even the fact that she spent a couple of days in jail was different. She was getting different treatment than other people who have been convicted and were found guilty of the same probation violation.
Oh.
You know, what's really interesting, though, about the Al Sharpton thing, he's talking about, you know, special treatment and all that, and that, it, you know, there's two different... there's two different justice systems in the United States. Well, there's an article on the Associated Press Wire today talking about when Reverend Sharpton was arrested in Atlantic City for a protest back, I think it was in 2000, it said, and he showed up to surrender himself, and they said, nah, it's okay, you can go. And a couple of hours later, they let him go, and he didn't serve any of his jail time.
It's such an insane day. I mean, this whole case. And somebody's asked the question of, why didn't she, let's see, where, this email from somebody here said, why didn't Paris file an appeal after the original sentence, which would have delayed everything for a substantial amount of time, considering the Hilton family's long dinero? They could have appealed it to hell. I'm guessing the family lawyers have dropped the ball on this. That's an interesting question, too, that she didn't appeal it initially. Also, it's very telling, by the way, that Elliot Mintz, her somewhat embattled spokesperson, who she fired and then rehired, he's been completely absent. We haven't heard anything from him on this.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things going on here. I'm not sure whether they did file an initial appeal. Of course, you know, it's always up to the judge whether he's going to keep somebody in custody while an appeal is going on anyway. So that might have been the possibility, and they said, you know what, let's just let her go in for a little while, and we'll get her out as quickly as we can or something like that.
Just a great day. All right, Steve Kastner.
By the way, I'm sorry, just really quick, did you notice that NBC last night didn't even do the Paris Hilton story on their evening newscast?
No, because I, like the vast majority of Americans, haven't watched the evening news on any network in 10 years.
Yeah, I saw this comparison article, and ABC and CBS both did it, but Brian Williams, when asked why they didn't do it, he said, there'll be plenty of Paris Hilton coverage on the TV after our evening news for those who really want to find out what happened. And he just didn't even mention her name.
Because he's so much better than everybody else, because he's Brian Williams on NBC. Blah, da, da, blah, da, blah. The CBS Evening News is sort of like, it's sort of like getting a fax. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess there's people who still use that, but I'm not one of them, and I don't really know a lot of people who do. So, big plans for your weekend, sir?
Oh, geez. Not really. Got to do some moving of my fiance's parents' house.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yes, great.
My advice to you is to drink heavily beforehand.
And during and after.
Yes, you're going to fit in perfectly with us, sir. All right, Steve Kastenbaum, enjoy your New York City weekend, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. There you go, Steve Kastenbaum. Excellent. All right, let's all get a hold of ourselves. Let me now, where the hell is my... Let me now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry, Sarah?
Our computer's turned down really low, just so you know. I have
really?
It all the way up. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. There we go. Welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from geekinthecity.com. Our good friend Aaron Duran. Hello, sir.
Hello there. How are you doing today?
This is a little remix of the remix by Fatboy Roberts of the Imperial March.
Yeah, he sent me a whole pile of remixes. They're all great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's the best day ever.
It is a great day.
I'm sorry, you came in. I apologize. You came in at like noon.
Yeah. What do you
I'm sorry. Scotty's
like, can you phone screen for me? I got to go do some stuff.
We'll talk about Scotty in a second. It's not that we didn't think John was going to go do a great job, which he did, by the way. I've got email here.
No, he sounds better than me. I don't follow that voice.
We got people saying, let's see, what is it said? What is this email? Rick, I wanted to say John did a great job. He's no Tim Riley, but other than Tim Riley, who is, he's great. Tom in Tiger. It's just that we figured, well, you know what, he's probably going to get worn out, because it can be kind of stressful to be on the air for the first time, or, you know, if you're not used to it, I mean, you kind of rattle a little bit, and I thought, well, you know what, we won't put too much pressure on him. We'll have him do half of it, we'll bring it air to like 12:30. And then this Paris thing just came out of nowhere, so...
Yeah, then it's all over.
All right, I got to get coffee, is what I got to do at some point. You're here, we got Scott Dally coming up, we got these phone calls, we got some exciting Scotty J news. Let me just do the exciting Scotty J news right now, shall we? Hold on, let me just... So as you know, Scotty J, he's running around like a chicken with all of its things cut off, because he is doing Tim Riley's afternoon news. Now, of course, if you listen to the Tom Likas show, which you ought to, Tim Riley does news at 4, 5, 6, and 7 all the way through Tom Likas. If you listen to the top of the hour through Likas, there's Tim doing his news. Tim is on vacation today, to his unending shame and misfortune. So John is in for the noon news hour. Aaron's going to be with us through the end of the show, and Scotty is doing Tim's news this afternoon. Scotty is really, really, really stressing out about this, and so he's pre-recording most of the news so he can edit it and make sure it's flawless. He just spent about 90 minutes pre-recording all of his news, and then accidentally hit the delete button and lost it.
So, I watched him too. He was a wreck trying to figure out how to do it all. Just, I don't know how Tim does it. He's a master. He does it in 5 minutes. I don't understand. And he came back all proud. He says, it looks going to sound fantastic. Let me just get these ready here. Where'd they go? What'd I do? And then a bunch of words that I can't repeat on the air. And then he stormed out of the room again.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's just wonderful. And Nicole Richie's pregnant. And they're going to be tearing up this duct tape.
That's
downtown.
Where is this Nicole Richie pregnant thing?
It's at news24.com.
Hmm.
I mean, again...
How could she possibly, like, have enough nutrients in her body to take care of the thing?
No, I'm
the
not,
baby.
You know, I'm
the
not
baby's
saying...
just going to eat her way out. It's going to be like a chest burster. Just out it comes.
Jesus Christ. That was not too soon. That was too far.
Oh.
But it was great.
No.
I can't imagine having sex with her, first of all. I mean, let me try to imagine it. Ow, ow. And also, I just can't imagine... You're right. I mean, it's like she's just going to burst. As soon as that thing hits the 8-week embryo stage, it right out of her. So
right. It's not like there's no fat reserves or her.
No.
I mean, that's it. There's nothing there.
No. All right, Sarah. So here's the deal. We got a break at some point. Aaron will be doing the top and bottom of the hour news for Tim Riley, and then Scott Dally's going to be here later on as well. We got these phone calls. Should I do calls first, or should I break and get these calls on the other side?
Let's get some calls.
Okay, let's get some calls.
Let's get some
That'll
calls.
That'll give me a chance to drink some coffee as well.
There you go.
Oh, wait, hold on. And because it is the best day ever, by the way, so... Oh, damn it. Turning into Scotty. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
I've been watching the news all day, and it's just like O.J. when he's in a Bronco.
Yes, no, it's true. It's just an ongoing, unfolding saga.
They're following to jail, and it gets stuck by a circus.
I'm sorry, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just walking away from the phone to get my coffee. Our television that is going to be mounted in here someday is not mounted. It'll be mounted just in time for there to be no news to talk about.
Oh, and I just saw Al Sharpton.
Are you kidding me?
With Ann Coulter.
You're screwing with me
It's
now.
On Fox News.
What?
On Fox News. and Ann Coulter
talking about Paris Hilton?
Yes.
To each other?
Right now they're talking to Buzz Aldrin.
He's making this
up.
Why would Al Sharpton, Buzz Aldrin, and Ann Coulter be talking about Paris Hilton?
Well, first they had Ann Coulter and Sharpton talking about it.
Buzz Aldrin?
Well,
astronaut?
They're talking to him now because there's going to be a space shot. Buzz.
Oh, that's right, because Dick Uliano was talking about it. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So they asked Buzz, well, how do you feel about being overshadowed by Paris Hilton? He says, oh, yeah, I guess so. But Sharpton, they talk to him, and he's just flabbergasted. He's like,
I don't have anything to complain about now.
Yeah. And Ann Coulter's going, yeah, she really got it harsh. I mean, nobody gets 45 days for drunk driving.
I guess I don't have to put Paris Hilton in the book now. I guess that's been done for me.
And she might not serve the whole 45 days.
Well, she already served five.
They're saying that for every day of good behavior, she gets one day off.
Well, but even so, that means she'd serve
still 20 days.
20 days.
That's a minimum of 20 days then.
But they said today, no way good behavior with the way she was acting.
Oh, no, of course not. She didn't even show up to court. They had to come handcuff her spoiled, phony ass and drag her there.
Yeah, as soon as they found out that she had to go to court, all the paparazzis were outside her house. And,
Boo friggin' who?
Well, one of the reporters got hit by the cop car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
The guy, from KNBC.
I love today.
And he had to go to the hospital.
I want someone to come and kill me after the program today because the rest of my life is just going to be downhill. I want to go out strong.
And today's my birthday.
Excellent. Happy birthday, sir.
You. Yeah, I thought my birthday was going to suck, and then I got this media frenzy. It's awesome.
God bless you. All right. Happy birthday, sir.
Hey, thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
I just wanted to find out if there's any way possible, any way, to get a recording of Paris screaming, Mommy, Mommy, please, as they drag her out of the
somebody
courtroom.
Somebody has to
be one. I mean, now, was it out of the courtroom or out of the courthouse?
Well, I don't know, because like you said, they can't take photographs. They have to sketch it. And so what we're getting is secondhand audio of people telling us what Paris said. And so I'm just wondering, like, is there any chance, Sarah, dig around, is there any chance that there might actually be real audio someplace that somebody's going to post on a YouTube or something like that.
I'm on it. I'll look for it.
All right.
That would just be, like, the most amazing. You could use it for, like, a station sounder for years.
Oh, that would be my ringtone. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. There was no video in the courtroom?
Well, I don't think that they were alive. Here's the anecdotal evidence that there was no video is the fact that they're releasing one of those sketches of her in the courtroom, which leads me to believe there were no video, no cameras.
Mm-hmm.
They might have had cell phones, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if they take cell phones
away.
You may
not get a picture of her being drug out because it's probably they have a processing area in the same building and then take her to a loading dock or something.
No, see, that's what I'm thinking.
Ann Coulter and Al Sharpton.
And Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut.
Isn't that a sign of the rapture?
Seriously, the next thing you know, the firstborn male child in every household is going to die.
Apropos of nothing, would you ask Scotty what the kids mean by sick?
Scotty's busy deleting news that he's been working on for hours and having a nervous breakdown, but I'll get on that when he's back in here.
Yeah, call him in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hi.
There probably wouldn't be any photography, because I know in Oregon, if they find out you have a camera phone, they take the phone and they don't give it back to you, leave the courthouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Thank you. One more and then we'll break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Rick, I just tuned in. What the hell's going on with Paris? I'm having the best day ever now.
Are you screwing with us? Do you really not know?
Dude, I just got
you
out
really
of...
You really don't know.
Oh, we were
out
here...
I swear to Christ.
Who wants to take it?
Aaron, go for it.
Aaron, go for it. I got to drink some coffee.
They're serving a plate of justice in Paris tonight.
All right, what is the last thing you heard, sir?
I heard there was a potential that she was going to go back to the slam. That's all I know.
Oh, okay, I got to sit down for a second. Aaron, you want to take this while I drink this coffee?
All right, pretty much here's the thing. She was told to report back to court at 9 a.m. this morning, and I believe what happened is her parents called in for her and said, can we just do this over the phone? And the judge said, no, and now I'm sending the cops to drag your ass back to jail. And she was ordered to give 40 days, so her original sentence has been repeated. Because originally she just had to do the 21 days, right?
Originally it was 23 days.
Yeah, so the judge says, well, now you're doing the 45 days. We'll give you 5 days time served. Shut up and go to jail.
They told her to go to court this morning. She refused to go to court. They came to her house, handcuffed her, dragged...
Threw her in the car.
Where she started crying like a little bitch.
And there's a lot of photographic evidence of her crying.
Go to SarahXDillon.com, dragged her to court. The judge at the courthouse... told her to go F herself, basically, and said, you are now going to serve the full sentence, you spoiled whore. And she then began screaming uncontrollably, shouted, Mommy, 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 and they had to drag her crying out of the courtroom.
And then the parents were kicked out of court an hour later. Wasn't that the...
Yes, they were. Yeah.
Oh, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Best day ever.
Right.
Oh, thank you, God.
Thank
Bye.
You, sir.
See, you were thinking that maybe the parents were trying something and it didn't happen.
Maybe the parents... wouldn't that be the greatest? The parents tried to bribe and they...
Well, I'm hoping there's evidence that comes out that the parents...
I think they either potentially bribed or they began to throw a stink in court and the judge says, you want to join your daughter in jail?
Oh, how great would that be?
A couple of days for contempt.
The thing is, here's the deal. And I'm not like some expert on the justice system, but people don't realize this maybe, that when you're outside walking around in the street, you got whatever rights. When you are in a courtroom, the judge is like grand sole arbiter. When you're in a courtroom, that is his dominion, and if he thinks you are causing the slightest bit of trouble, he can just, contempt, bam, 30 days. I mean, when you're in a courtroom, it's like when you're pulled over by the side of the road by a cop. He's in charge of everything in that encounter. And when you're in a courtroom, that's all on the judge. He can do whatever he wants while you're in his courtroom.
You can fight back later, but once you're there, that's his house.
Yeah, you can appeal when, if you're from your jail cell. But when you're in a courtroom, he can jail you for any reason he wants. So, it's fantastic. All right, really should break here. We'll come back. We'll do some news, Paris and otherwise, around the corner. Aaron Geek in the City. Duran is here. More of your phone calls at 503-733-2970. Later on, Scott Daly with a review of Ocean's 13. It's the Rick Emerson Show. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming along, Rick. I just played a video of Paris getting taken into custody, and the ad that played before it was for Hilton Hotels. As Rick Emerson would say, that's fantastic. Along with this, it's my final day at my crappy job until I start a brand new better job. Best day ever. All right, thank you. It's 503-733-2970. I am really just positively... I'm beyond giddy. It's sublime, as somebody said. I don't even know what to do.
You've got a certain glow upon you.
I don't even know what to do with myself. I really don't. This email says, I've been a useless giggling mess all day. Good radio. Best day ever.
Yes, it is, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in for Tim Riley today, please welcome Aaron Geek in the City, Duran.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Has been caught videotaping women's feet at the science library. This is from Santa Cruz, California. A cameraman was caught with some creepy video footage. The man was secretly videotaping female feet in the science library at the University of California in Santa Cruz. Officers indicated he was embarrassed by his behavior, but he offered no resistance as he left the campus immediately and would not be invited back.
Now, this is where? This is in Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz, yeah. The slugs.
The fighting banana slugs is what they are.
Yeah.
Was he crawling around underneath the table like that? Because that's how usually those guys are always, they're like crawling around and somebody feels something brush against their feet and they look down and there's some guy with a Nikon.
No, it seems like he was just sitting around the chairs and just kind of aiming the camera down, not trying to hide it at all.
Fantastic. Rick, MSNBC is reporting that Paris will be spending this weekend in the psych ward at the detention center. Best day ever. Yeah. Well, because this unspecified medical condition they keep talking about, it might have just been that she's crazy. But, I mean, you know what? The jails are filled with crazy people. That's how a lot of them end up there. So
yeah, I'm wondering if there's something really wrong with her.
I don't know.
Well, we probably will find out soon enough.
Yes, we will. Let's see. What else do we have here? I don't even know where to start with some of these emails and some of these calls. Let's see. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, as sick as your mind works, it really surprised me and brought up the fact that she's about to have her second cavity search in 5 days.
No, I know. No, it's fantastic. And there is some disagreement about whether she ever had the first cavity search. The New York Post claims that she did not. The New York Daily News claims that she did. No one's really sure. I will guarantee you this, though. She's getting it this time. Doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure I think I speak for all of us when I say that anybody who gave her special treatment or anything that they gave her before in jail, she's not going to be getting that special treatment this time.
Yeah, nobody's giving her a pass tonight.
Seriously, because even if you felt, I mean, Don Geronimo on the Don and Mike show the other day, he was, let's see, today is Friday. So on Wednesday, he was talking about, you know, I'm starting to feel sorry for her. He actually said, he's, look, I'm starting to come around. She's in over her head. I feel a little sorry for her, he said on Wednesday. But you know what? By Thursday, by yesterday, he had totally reversed himself. He was like, F her. You know, and I got to feel that the guys who work at the jail have got to be the same way. Maybe they felt like, okay, she clearly doesn't belong in this jail. But you know what? Screw that. She clearly belongs in jail.
Did the mugshot, was there ever really a mugshot release?
There was a mugshot of her, but ever since Tom DeLay got his mugshot taken last year, people, I think, have gotten so used to, I think for the longest time when you got your mugshot, you know, you stood there and you were unhappy because you were about to go into a jail cell and be raped, and so you sat there and you looked sad.
But if she's going to have a second mugshot, just think of what it must look like today.
That's the thing. Tom DeLay, when he went to jail a while back, he did this bright, shiny, happy, well-scrubbed, shaved, hair perfectly combed mugshot, and suddenly everybody was like, uh-huh, if I get a mugshot, I'll smile and look happy. That way it... Because we all learned a lesson when Pee Wee Herman went to jail. It wasn't that he was caught masturbating in a theater that hung Pee Wee Herman. It was the mugshot where he didn't look like Pee Wee Herman. He looked like a long... He looked like one of the West Memphis Three. He was all creepy and scary looking. The mugshot can really damage your image. So Paris did what Tom DeLay did. When Paris got her mugshot last week, or when she her booking shot, she was made up. She didn't look gorgeous, but she looked okay. She looked kind of cute. She actually did sort of look decent. She's not going to look decent today because she's been crying. She looks all messed up. She's on the edge of a nervous breakdown. It's going to look bad.
Well, she was smiling because she knew she was getting out.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. I mean, you can just tell me that grin. She's like, Mommy and Daddy, they're going to have me out. And I might spend one night.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they got the call last night, she probably thought the exact same thing. Well, this will be over quickly. And this new processing photo is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, no, this is a mess. It's the real deal. I mean, I know it's only 40 days. But, and only having spent the one day there, I got to tell you this. People who say that jail is a country club or prison is a country club, and I know not a lot, but I know a couple people who've done, like, real prison time. People who say the jail or prison is easy are only people who've never been there, I think. Or people, you know, they don't know anybody who's been there. 40 days in jail, I think, is, you know, that's bad. I mean, that's a bad way to spend 40 days. That's more than a month.
40 days in county lockup sucks.
In Los
Angeles. You get out for 1 hour. I mean, it's ugly.
And you really are. And I understand that there's a lot of people who are put in jail for meaningless crimes and a lot of people whatever. But let's be honest. Most of the people in jail are scum of whatever level. They're just scum, a lot of them. So it's 40 days with the worst people you can possibly imagine, eating the worst food you can possibly imagine, you know, knowing that if you leave yourself for an hour, there's every possibility somebody's going to bonk you over the head with something.
And it's women's prison.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've got a lot of family that work, you know, within the California penal system. And with men, penal.
Kind of an ironic name.
And with dudes, man, you cross a dude, he walks up, punches you, or shives you in the back. But either way, it's done. But I've got family that work in a women's prison, and they just plot and scheme, and the hate never ends.
Yes.
So she's going to have all kinds of fun.
Angels in chains.
Well, that has got to be extremely proud because... She's got the sex tape where she looks like a raccoon, and now she's got this.
Oh, yeah. No, she's... Yeah, Conrad Hilton is looking down and smiling, I'm sure. She's done a lot. And the thing is... It's like that. The Hilton hotel name, the Hilton name is just every day is just becoming more and more stained and soiled.
Yeah, it's not classy at all anymore.
You got to wonder if they're going to like re-image the Hilton chain and come up with, they'll do like a value jet thing and they'll come up with some new name to put on it because they don't want to be associated with her.
Every day the Marriott family grins bigger and bigger.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yeah, as far as a body cavity search goes, if they were to do a true body cavity search, that requires a search warrant, and it would be public record, so you'd know if it happened. Otherwise, what they do is basically there's some unpleasant squatting and coughing.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. This is, why would it require a warrant even if you're already state property?
Well, it's an invasive, it's actually considered almost a medical procedure. They have to have a nurse or a doctor do it. They've made it a lot tougher. There was a case in Arkansas, I remember this when I was in the academy, there was a case in Arkansas where a prison did an officer did a body cavity search on a male inmate prior to doing the oral cavity search and, you know, looking at his mouth for contraband and did not swap gloves before proceeding on. And so there's been some, you know, a lot of lawsuits over cavity searches. Now it's pretty much a medical type procedure that has to have a search warrant to get done.
And yeah.
So what they do when they intake female inmates, they strip them down, make them squat and cough.
Because you can't go cavity to mouth.
Yeah, that wasn't, not good. But it was Arkansas, so, you know.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right. Hey, by the way, Dow up 108 points today. Up 90 points in just the last 3 hours. So there you go.
How's oil doing?
Yeah. even the markets are happy that Paris Hilton is going back in the hole, says Chad in Beaverton. It really is true. I love today. Hi. I love the core. Every paycheck a fortune, every meal a banquet. Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Yeah, I can't believe everybody's taking such delight in this. I mean, this is really a horrible thing, and I really feel sorry for Paris. You know, I can't even get through that with a great face. It's a great goddamn day, man.
Excellent. God bless you, sir. We're in agreement there. Excellent.
You betcha.
Best day ever. God bless you, and God bless America.
All right.
I wondered for a second if he was...
I thought he might have been serious.
No.
Like,
He held it for about a minute and he fell apart.
He tried. He tried to hold it together, but he wasn't able to do that. Oh, fantastic. All right. I don't even know where to go here. So we will continue to take... I don't think it's going to be practical to get Rachel McGrath on. Again, she's probably so overbooked at this point. And I don't want to... We had a great experience with her today. I don't want to jinx it. So here's what we'll... Now, we don't have to break for a while.
No.
Did you get overzealous and...
I really did. I went all break happy and I got rid of actually almost all of them.
Excellent. Okay. So we got Scott. Well, it's fine. So we got Scott Daly coming up later on. We're going to continue to take... So all I'll do is... and by the way, Scotty is close to nervous breakdown today. He's trying to get the podcast done, the almost live stream done, Tim's news done, that Letterman bit done. He's, if you just go up and shout really loudly behind him right now, I think he'll probably collapse into
he'll just fall
pieces.
Apart, yeah.
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 Well, all this beer in here, Scotty. Too bad he can't have any.
Things.
Yeah. So, yeah, so if you call and he doesn't answer anyway, it's because he's busy deleting his news by mistake. anywho, but we will continue to take your calls. If you call and you go on to hold, in other words, if you just immediately go on hold and you hear the show, that means Scotty's probably right out of the room, but we have the auto hold function on. So it's 503-733-2970 today. We'll continue to get your calls about Paris Hilton or whatever. 503-733-2970. Scott Daly will be here to talk about Ocean's 13. We got to do this. So draw the Glorious Bastard of the Week. I got to get to that. But in the meantime, he continues to be in for Tim Riley. He is Aaron Geek in the City Duran.
Seniors have been banned for their graduation ceremony after distributing porn. Two seniors have been banned for their high school graduation ceremony and all other events because of a senior prank that went too far. The prank involved hardcore pornography. It turned up on every school computer and no one knows how to delete it. The teens reportedly got on a teacher's computer and figured out how to log on to the administration system. The teens uploaded the porn, and it was sent out school-wide.
Oh, wait, do I have sound on this?
Yeah, I believe you do.
A picture of a guy, naked, and it had some funky music, and nobody knew how to get it off or turn the music down, and it was a senior prank, and all the kids got a kick out of it, and it was great.
The kids do love their porn.
They do love their porn and their log.
I had some, so this was what, it was on the school computer system?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that teacher that just got 40 years in jail? Because she was trying to bring up some internet webpage. And you know how the internet is, you get like a Trojan horse or spyware or whatever, and you'll get like a flurry of pop-up windows. So she's trying to show the kids some page about something, and all of a sudden all these porn pop-up windows come up. And you know what it is, she was trying to close them, but you know, they
keep
open.
Keep going, yeah.
Yeah, it was a porn storm, they call it.
And sometimes when you're closing them, you're actually activating other programs.
And so the students are there, and she's like, oh, look away! And she's trying to close all of the windows, and the porn windows continue to open, and they gave her 40 years in jail for subjecting these kids to porn.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. She just
because it's like, you know, there are schools, so they're probably using the cheapest program available, which really has no protection, has nothing.
40 years in jail. Now, she's appealing, but they're trying to hit her with 40 years in jail for showing these kids pornography. She's like, look, she's like, all these pop-ups. She's like, I wouldn't show porn to kids. I'm not a about it. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Yeah, do you remember about 8-10 or so weeks ago when CNN announced that it wasn't going to cover Paris Hilton anymore, not going to play into her little look at me game?
I don't remember that at all. Really? Did they make that promise?
You don't remember that?
I don't. I'm sorry. Did they make that promise?
Yes, they did make that statement. They weren't going to cover Paris Hilton unless she was arrested or killed or something. Well, this is the greatest day for Paris Hilton because CNN is covering her right and left, and so are you.
Seriously.
Everybody's talking about her. She must be in hog heaven.
It's good to see they stuck right to that. So, I guess Brian Williams was being all uppity about it on the NBC News. I'm not going to talk about Paris Hilton. Blah, 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 blah. So, whatever. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, somebody suggested that this is a perfect day to bring out this sound. Oh, yeah.
Wonder what. Never mind.
Hi, Rick Everson Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, so I am just having the best weekend ever. I'm finishing up things for college, getting into summer, and it seems like just yesterday I was talking about how stupid it was that Paris Hilton gets to, I have an eating disorder. I have to go home, and now, bam, she's right back in the slammer.
Yeah, I don't want to eat your food. Yeah, it's golden. And let me just say this. I have to say, I don't really believe these people exist anyway, but it is very notable, out of the hundreds and hundreds of calls we've taken about this, not one person is sympathetic to Paris. There's not one. We haven't heard from a single person who said, I think this is too harsh. I think she's being treated unfairly. I like Paris Hilton. I think that she should be treated more nicely. You guys are being too mean. Not even the normal. Look, and let me just say this. Like every talk show host, there's a certain segment of the audience who either via phone calls or email constantly, who listen to the show, who compulsively listen, who love the show with everything in them, But they listen to it because they despise it. So I get a certain segment of the audience. There's a few people who email me every single day, people who clearly could not live without the show, but who constantly send me emails criticizing me, criticizing Tim or Sarah, the way we act, the way we talk about people, telling me I'm horrible, telling us that the show is awful and that we revel in human misery, and just saying that your program sickens me and turns my stomach. And it's the same people, and they email constantly implying that they listen to every moment of the show. We'll make fun of something, and you guys are just awful, terrible people for the things that you make fun of. Even those guys are silent today. I haven't heard criticism. Even the Peanut Gallery, who normally criticize, they call up and they email and they yell at me about the way we talk about celebrities. Not even those guys are weighing in today.
Yeah,
so that's
maybe it's because everybody in the world has one thing that unites them, and that's that they friggin' hate Paris Hilton.
Well, that's the thing, is she really has brought everyone together. She is a uniter. She really has brought us all under one banner, under one curtain today. So, yeah, I'm with you. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Well, she totally gets in kind of that two-prong attack. I mean, there's people that just can't stand Paris Hilton for being Paris Hilton. And then you've got the kind of average blue-collar people that are sick and tired of rich people getting off because of the money issue.
Mm-hmm.
And now that neither have kept her out of jail, yep, that's what's got everybody down together.
That's exactly what it is. And Al Sharpton may have been a little bit off when he was talking about, how it was because she's rich and white. But I would say that either one of those things does help you. Probably having both of them helps you a whole lot.
Right.
So, I mean, so whether your anger is at Whitey or whether your anger is at the upper class, I mean, really, this is a great day for you.
Yeah, this is the perfect storm of getting back.
Let's see. Hey, did the porn guy just say he didn't know how to get it off? Ha, 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 ha. Best day ever. Let's see. And I don't know what this joke means. The definition of Paris behind bars, French quarters. What does that mean?
Maybe
a joke?
Because she's Paris, so she's...
Oh, French quarters. Oh,
it's not a very good joke.
That's the first part of your email was funny, sir. Let's see. What else do we have here? All of these calls. Jesus, God. All right, what is the... I got it. This guy says, Rick, you've got to check out the front page of the Drudge Report. Okay, hold on. Let me see what it is.
Drudge kind of got schooled on this, and all the other sites jumped on it.
No, TMZ hosed him. You're right. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I love Matt Drudge. He's one of my, I don't want to say he's a hero, but he's a guy I really love. He did. Okay. Oh, okay. Now, God bless you. He's got a picture of Paris crying in the car on the way back to jail from the courthouse. Good for you, Drudge. So not only... So this is what's on the front page of the Drudge Report. There's two photos. One of her being taken to court from her house this morning in the caption, Mom! And then... Above that, a picture of Paris even crying even harder, even further into the nervous breakdown, being taken to jail. Have you seen this photo, Sarah?
I have them both up.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you, Matt Drudge.
She looks kind of cute with the tears. The sweet, sweet tears.
I like it when they cry. let's see. What are we? By the way, you're listening to KCMD Portland. All right, hold on. Let's see if this... Hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, I hate Paris Hilton just as much as the next guy, but I really think there are better things that we could be spending our tax dollars on than imprisoning a rich heiress for driving on a suspended license.
Well, I mean, it wasn't just for driving on a suspended license. I mean, she had multiple offenses in a row. You know, that you and I would totally have gone to jail. Wouldn't have let you out in those 3 days.
No, that is true, but it seems like, you know, we'd be more worried about the real criminals and sentencing those guys to go to prison. I mean, it seems like every day you're hearing about people getting kicked out of jail because there's not enough room, but here we are just filling up another jail cell with a gal who would be perfectly, you know, she would learn her lesson by... All, you know, everybody expressing their hate for her and the media.
Oh, that's not true. You think Paris Hilton's going to learn her lesson by having people say they don't like her? Everybody's been saying that for 2 years.
Well, and the associated punishment, whatever it should be, I feel that, you know, a community service of her picking up trash on the side of the freeway for 200 hours or whatever the maximum sentences it would be far worse than her spending, you know, 20 days and 40 days in jail or whatever.
Here's why I don't think that's true, and I'm not picking a fight about it, but here's why I don't, and I do, your point is well taken, that we're spending a lot of money to incarcerate a nonviolent offender, and I understand that. That being said, there are many, many, many thousands of people in the L.A. County court system alone, L.A. County jail system alone, who are nonviolent offenders, for example, pot users, pot smokers, pot sellers, who... I mean, whatever you think about her driving on a suspended license, her license was suspended because she was a drunk driver, so that ought to put her in, that should have put her in jail in the first place, in my opinion. I will, but to address your other point, I don't think putting Paris Hilton on the side of the road to pick up trash would have had the same impact as this, and I'll tell you why. Because Paris Hilton is like a fungus that thrives on attention. She thrives. The only lesson that I don't think that the real, torture for Paris was having her makeup taken away, having to eat bad food, having to sleep on a thin little cot. Because let's be honest, she goes out and gets hosed and gets photographed drunk through a Taco Bell drive-thru at 3 in the morning anyway, you know, sleeping in her own vomit half the time. Really, I mean, it's nothing she hasn't done before. I think the hardest part about this for Paris is she's put in a place where nobody's going to pay attention to her and there will be no photographs of her for a month and a half. Having her by the side of the road, you know the paparazzi are going to be out there and she's going to be having attention paid to her. She's going to be in the front pages of the newspapers. They're going to be taking her photograph. Paris Hilton firmly believes, like most people, that there's no such thing as bad publicity. I think what's killing Paris Hilton is she's going to be put in jail where she cannot be the object of attention and where nobody's going to be looking at her for 6 weeks. That's why I think this is the only thing that's really going to hurt her.
That is a fantastic point. It just seems like there should be a better way of punishing her without wasting so much money.
Maybe. Now, that's true. Now, I do believe that our prison system is full of pork, is full of fat that we can cut away. I absolutely understand that, and I do agree with you that there are lots of ways, and there are bigger criminals that should be in jail that aren't. Like I told Rachel McGrath from CNN, I'm also not going to lie and pretend to be a better, more virtuous person than I am. I mean, I'm the first to admit when something just appeals to my horrible, visceral sense of justice, you know?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm happy to see her behind bars. It just seems like a waste.
No, I'm with you. All right.
You're the man, Rick.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. That's Nick.
Besides, it's California tax money anyway. We don't care.
That's the thing.
We're not paying a dime. This is free entertainment. This is like stealing cable. Fantastic.
well noted. Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, is in for Tim Riley today. Well, do we have other news? And we'll get back to these Paris calls.
I got a sewage truck driver dumping his load on a minivan.
I'm sorry?
Indianapolis, Indiana. Yeah, a family of four from Michigan got a nasty surprise while driving in Indianapolis yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
A dump truck hauling 20 to 25-year-old processed human waste slammed on its brakes.
25-year-old human waste?
Not only 25-year-old human waste, 25-year-old Indiana human waste.
Why would you be hauling waste at 20... Wait, hold on. That's from Wait a minute.
1982.
Yeah, this means this is waste created when people were watching Empire Strikes Back.
That's so weird. Somebody's used burritos from 1982.
Or someone's old medical stuff from like 25 years
ago. Why are they hauling waste from 25 years ago?
It doesn't say.
Oh, that's fascinating. I want to know why.
All it says is that the driver had to slam on his brakes to avoid hitting the minivan. However, the law of motion took into effect, and the waste flew into the back of the minivan.
All right.
The fire department does guarantee that the people inside the minivan should be fine.
They're not fine. They may not be actually physically injured. They're not fine. You get covered in 25-year-old... Imagine what 25-year-old human waste would look and feel and smell like. I mean, that's like full-on... I mean, that's like some sort of hideous combination of pudding and trail mix.
It also makes me wonder where they were taking the human waste. I mean, what do you do with it when it's that old?
Guantanamo. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Definitely got some critical analysis of the Paris Hilton thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I actually on? Just randomly picking up calls now, all right.
Well, Scotty is... Okay, hold on. Scotty is...
This is a little amp.
Scotty's out of the room doing some things, so the phones are auto-holding, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, normally I get Scotty...
No, Scotty's busy making mistakes in one of the production rooms.
I don't think I'm that disappointed about that. You know, I've got a number of things about this whole Paris thing.
Okay.
Firstly, you are my liege, you are my lord, and today is indeed just a freaking glorious day. I'm reminded of that South Park episode where Cartman sees the two butt-faced people come to the door, and he can no longer laugh anymore because it's like, it's so damn funny that he has no laugh. That's about where I'm at.
Yeah.
I have nothing left. This is so freaking great. And, you know, this thing about Paris, this just, you know, her whole mom cry shows that these damn rich kids, they expect the world to just cater to them.
Yep.
The rules do not apply. That should just tell everyone exactly how these, they spit in the face, they spit in all of our faces, because I've got a buddy who has had three freaking DUIs, and because he was able to afford a particularly good attorney, he actually only had to do 60 days in what was more or less a boys' dormitory, where if you can't afford any representation, I'm not saying that you don't deserve to go away for, you know, many years, but if you can't afford representation, you're basically thrown in a hole and the hole is thrown away.
Well, I think somebody really summed it up when they were talking about the O.J. Simpson case, and they said O.J. had money and therefore could afford exceptional representation. Therefore,
absolutely.
If you don't have money, you cannot afford exceptional representation, and the justice system is like a big machine with razor-sharp gears, and once your pant leg is caught into that, it just pulls you further and further in, and it's the only person who can defend you against a lawyer is is another lawyer.
You know who else should be really just so highly praised today is that judge.
Oh, yeah.
That guy has so gone against, you know, every normal grain, because, you know, under normal circumstances, it would have been, you know, Daddy Hilton could have called one of his buddies who called a buddy and said, no, Paris doesn't do any time, or we'll just, you know, set up some little facade. She'll stay for a day and then she'll go home. You know that's how it normally works, but this is just so glorious because she's actually having to eat it.
Oh, no, that judge has got, like, that judge has just got big ones because, I'm not trying to, like, be freaky or conspiracy about it, but you know what, if a guy's got, $10 billion, it's got to be a little intimidating to make an enemy of somebody who has enough money to have you taken care of one way or the other.
You know that judge is not getting reelected.
Oh, well, I mean...
I don't know, man. That could just be a billboard. I locked away Paris. Re-elect
that's
me.
That's the thing is, you know, it's going to be interesting because that Baca guy who let Paris go, he's an elected official. The prosecutor is an elected official. And then there's the judge. And it's like, you know, it'll be interesting to see if this gets played up when the election season comes. If somebody, you know, runs for office under the headline of, like, I would not have let Paris go.
That's a good point about the sheriff. That guy is a tool and a half.
Yeah.
That guy definitely needs to be drugged, you know, through the streets behind an old pickup truck.
Well, you know, that's your observation, sir. I would not advocate that behavior.
And I'm out.
All right. Thank you, sir.
If the sheriff had just said, you know what, it's for overcrowding, she's not a violent criminal, we got to let her out, I think they'd have given him a bigger pass than he's getting now.
Yeah, well, no, if they had just been
the line, she's sick.
If they had just said, we're overcrowded, and what are you going to do? There's only so much space, and she's not an axe murderer. But to just lie about it, as Kissinger said, it's not the thing, it's the lie. Let's see. Rick, I rode the lows of yesterday's debacle, and you've got to know that I'm riding the high today. But there are two things that could make this better. One, Paris gets tasered on her ride back to the slammer. Two, a reporter goes to O.J. Simpson for his reaction. I mean, hell, they got the Hulkster's opinion yesterday. That is true. They had Hulk Hogan's opinion yesterday. He said, I celebrate. I feel fortunate to see the U.S. semi-redeemed today. One less joke on the United States of America. That is true, sir. Oh, man, I just don't even... I don't know how this day could get any better. Let's see, Let's see, hold on. I did have... this is a completely non-related email. Attention, Sarah. This is from our friend Kathy. Subject line, Meatloaf. Rick, I bought the Bat Out of Hell album because you praised it so much. And you are right. It's wonderful and operatic in both theme and intensity. Well, thank you, Kathy.
What, the first one?
Yeah, Bat Out of Hell.
Oh, good. I thought she bought the Monsters.
We get right to Bat Out of Hell 3.
That one is not
operatic.
Yeah, you burned me a copy of that.
Yeah, I took one for team on that one.
And only watch Attack of the Clones. No, Bat Out of Hell is a fantastic album. It's... I'm glad you bought that, Kathy, and glad you loved it. All right, let's see. Well, we should probably break here. I'm going to play a little. I'll play us into the break here.
Okay.
We'll come back. Your phone calls, if you're on hold, you're probably going into auto hold right now because Scotty is out of the room. So if you're on hold right now, you're listening to me, hang on. We'll get your calls on the other side. And Scott Dowley's going to join us. We'll talk about Ocean's 13. Aaron Duran is here for Tim Riley. Paris Hilton, back in jail, in your face. I'm Rick Emerson alongside Sarah F. Dillon. We're back in just a moment. It is the Rick Emerson radio program. Here's a little pulp for you on the day that Paris Hilton returns to jail. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this. Rick Emerson radio program. 503-7... I saw that.
503-733-2970. You did the snapback too early on your headphones there just now?
No.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
I swear to God, I saw that.
You know, I'd tell you.
You're putting your headphones on your head and you let go a minute too early and they snap back and they hit you in the face? Oh, that's stupid.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about. All right, we're here with Sarah X. Dillon, Aaron Geek in the city, Duran, Scotty J. running around somewhere screaming and teetering on the edge of collapse.
Gridlock!
We'll continue to take your calls about Paris Hilton. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from FilmFeverRadio.com our good friend Scott Daly. Why, hello, sir.
Well, hello there.
It's a great day.
It truly is.
This is the greatest of days.
And it's just, it's so great.
And they fired Isaiah Washington. I know I just said it, but goddamn, that's great.
That's pretty great, too. But it's just great that they literally had to drag Paris to jail. Kicking and screaming. Yes. It's just, I wish there was video of that because that'd be the best thing ever.
By the way, we encourage you throughout the day to check SarahXDillon.com for updates on this, exciting pictures, and your commentary.
Sarah looks very focused.
This
is my bread and butter.
I know. You're in the zone.
Do you feel good, though, that people now come, they come right to you? Like when that guy called him and he's like, does Sarah have anything about this?
You know, I'm looking at all the other sites that I was looking at, and I'm, besides TMZ and X17 Online, I'm on it. I own Paris Hilton.
My name's Sarah Dillon, and I'm poning you tonight.
That's funny. I don't even know what to say. I just, I got all of these things to say. We got calls, we got the movie, we got the whatever.
I just realized?
What?
A little over 60 years ago, we celebrated the liberation of Paris, and tonight we celebrate the incarceration of Paris.
Dude, you're on fire today.
He's good.
You don't even need to be here.
It's being in Tim's, you know, I'm inspired by the spirit of Riley.
Oh, man, how much do you suppose he's just hating it right now that he's gone?
Oh, he's probably loving every second.
He's at the airport looking at the news headline thinking, I should have been at work.
Curses. All right, well, let's talk real quickly before we return. We will get these Paris calls in a second. Hang on. Ocean's 13, I hear.
Ooh. Great. Excuse me. Yes, fantastic. Finally, too, because Ocean's 11 was such a fun film.
Yeah.
You know, Soderbergh got everyone together, Clooney, Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, you know, the whole gang, and they just went to Vegas and had fun. I said, hey, let's make a movie while we're here. Why not? And then they tried to recreate that fun in Ocean's 12 and failed miserably. Failed absolutely miserably.
I haven't seen Ocean's 12,
so I don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, because on my shelves is Ocean's 11, Ocean's 13. Ocean's 13, they're back in Vegas. Back doing what they do best, trying to screw over the man. This time the man is Al Pacino. He plays Willie Bank, who opens his own casino called The Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this gaudy, atrocious-looking
casino.
Yeah,
it's hideous. And though some for Sarah, because I know you're a big fan of Devil's Advocate,
mm-hmm.
Basically, Pacino is just, he's just playing himself. He's playing the same character.
He's an absentee landlord. Exactly.
He's playing the devil all over again. It's fantastic.
Well, what happens is Elliot Gould, who plays the money man in the first film, is basically screwed out of half of his interest in the new bank casino by Pacino. So he says, sorry, you're out, done. And as a result, Elliot Gould has a heart attack, goes into kind of this coma thing, and Danny Ocean and the boys decide to get back at Willie Bank, not just to steal money from him, but to make sure everybody who's there gambling opening night is going to win everything.
Ah.
And it's fantastic. And I kind of equate Ocean's 11 and the whole story to like an algebra problem, you know, or an equation. You have the problem, and you have the answer. You know what the answer is going to be. It's right there. The fun part is watching it go down, watching what they do to get involved, how they kind of build everything up, how they lay the con down, and it's so great to watch. And Al Pacino is fantastic. The whole cast is great. A special appearance by Eddie Izzard for a bit, which is great.
I heard about.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
He's got the best line in the movie.
He does, yeah, totally.
Eddie Izzard has the greatest line, because his character's name is Roman. And his arch rival, who shows up in the movie, also is another computer. Izzard plays a computer programmer named Roman. His arch nemesis is another computer programmer named Greco. And there's a moment where George Clooney says, wait a minute. Your arch villain, your Roman, and your arch enemy is named Greco. And Izzard, in his perfect deadpan look, looks at Clooney and says, clearly, you never spent any time in an English boarding school. You understand.
That's hilarious. That's really. I love Eddie Izzard. That's
great.
I might see that this weekend. I've been waiting. The movie I saw waitress, and then I tried to see Bug, and I failed to see Bug so far, but I'm going to try to get that scene this weekend, and then I'm going to try to see Ocean's 13,
yeah,
too.
And the standout performance, really, in this film was Casey Affleck.
Who, really?
Truly, he is outstanding. He's actually set down.
Is that good? Casey Affleck gives you the most belly laughs. How's that?
Casey Affleck steals this film. He does. But, yeah, it's fantastic. Everyone is back in full form. And Ellen Barkin, wow, looking smoking hot in this film.
What?
I know.
First, Casey Affleck is the standout, and then Ellen Barkin is hot.
She truly
is. Gotta check it out, man.
Am I wrong?
She's hot as balls.
She is. Totally.
Sorry, Sarah.
Big plug for Ocean's 13.
Right.
Most fun we've had all summer in films, and that's saying a lot because there's supposedly some really fun films out there.
Have you guys seen Knocked Up?
No.
Not yet, and I know we should have.
I just got to figure out what that girl Emerson Riley looks like.
Is there no photo
there's
on IMDb?
There's an actress
or
in the movie named... No, there's no photo on IMDb. There's nothing on Google Image Search. The people have looked, too. There is an actress who gets nude because Mr. Skin was talking about her. I guess I could go to MrSkin.com.
It's Emerson Riley.
I forgot what my login. Her name is Emerson Riley.
That's so great.
You know what? Mr. Skin gave us that free lifetime pass to MrSkin.com, but you know what? It's like...
What?
I forgot what it was. And you know what? Frankly... No, frankly, once I looked up... What's her name? Carolyn Rhea or whatever from Less Than Perfect or whatever that show was.
Oh, you don't want to know that movie before you did it?
What?
Why would you?
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh.
You're talking about the same girl?
Maybe not.
She's in that movie Gypsy 83?
Oh, no, okay. No,
oh,
no.
I was thinking that the girl from King of Queens. What's her name?
No, you're thinking of Leah Remini.
Mr. Skin has no photo of her either.
Yeah, see? So she's apparently in Knocked Up and she gets nude. Which is weird that he would have no photo because, you know, Mr. Skin makes a cameo in Knocked Up.
That's true.
So,
all right. Maybe.
Well, let's get these calls. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick and the gang. It's Brian in the Grove. Mailman Brian in the Grove.
What's
how are you guys doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey.
Doing great. Just doing my job. Hey, listen, so this is the weirdest thing. So yesterday I had the commute from hell getting home to the south side, southeast, right?
Right.
The 20-minute drive turned into an hour and a half, and I had the largest cocktail in the world when I got home. And then I heard the news that... Paris had been let out. So that just made me... If I had a gun, I would have killed myself.
It's a good thing that we don't respond to things drastically on this show.
But you know what? It doesn't matter because today is the beautiful, bestest day in the whole world. The birds are singing, Paris is in jail. And
it's
I am a happy camper. It's the best day ever. Best show ever. Good luck, Scotty. You're going to need it. And Tim Riley, we miss you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Let me just say this about Scotty J's news. I heard a little sneak preview. He's going to do a fine job.
If he doesn't manage to erase it or lose it or record over it with something.
He deleted it, but other than that, ready to go.
This whole show and the people who work on it and the audience, we're all one big manic depressive swing. Here we are. I was going to kill myself while drinking yesterday, but now it's the best day ever. This really is like the most bipolar show and audience in the entire world. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey. Did she have?
It's a manic
thing. Did she get 45 days for just having a suspended license after she had a DUI, or did she get a DUI while she had a suspended license?
She got a DUI. She had a DUI. She was ordered not to drive. Sarah, help me out. She was ordered not to drive, and then she did. Is that the deal?
Yeah, and then she did drive multiple times, and then she got pulled over for another offense. And then they realized she had a suspended license as well.
So she got a DUI. They didn't give her jail time for that, but they suspended her license, and then she repeatedly violated that.
Okay, good news. My wife, at 23, got a DUI, lost her license, got pulled over for a suspended license before her court date, got her license back, went into the judge and said, here's my license. He said, oh, you have it. Never mind, and just dismissed the case.
Okay,
so that's just perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Let's be so proud.
Sorry.
How you doing?
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
I thought of a good movie title for the story on TV.
Oh, the Paris. This is a whole other news thing. We could.
Oh, well, yeah.
A whole other topic.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. And I just realized something.
Hey,
okay, go ahead. Go, sir. Go.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. Okay, hold on.
That's funny.
Hold on. Let's stop. Shawshank Redemption. Well, never mind. We don't need to do the whole topic now because we've got it. All right. Redemption. Okay, thank you, sir.
Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Real quickly, and we got to do... Hi, real quickly, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, this is Bobby Tura. I just wanted to say that I was having a wonderful day until... and I know it was having such a great day. I went out and got myself a little chocolate frosty from Wendy's.
Uh-huh.
and I was thoroughly enjoying it. And I just want to say thank you for, to Aaron Duran for rooting that with
the sewage
story. People matter story as I was thinking chocolate
it's,
frosties.
It's what we do, sir.
You know what? I can no longer enjoy chocolate frosties either, so it's, now you'll know my pain.
It is part of International Suck It Day, sir.
But otherwise, from that, a wonderful day. Great
thank
show,
you.
As always.
All right. God damn, I am so glad that that guy called up and reminded me about things we have to do. Okay.
What?
It's, hold on now. We stop and get a hold of myself. We got one more break?
Yeah.
Then one break. Probably try to squeeze in a few more headlines. I know you're going to play us into the break or something. Real quickly before we do that, I got to announce the glorious fast for the week. You know what we have not talked about? The final Sopranos ever is Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It's so real quickly. We don't have time, unfortunately, to do a whole discussion because Paris is, you know, it's the good and bad. You know what I mean? She's the alpha and the omega. So real quickly, here's what we're going to do. Please now to be calling 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. You will probably not be screened by Scotty. You'll probably go on to hold. But we'll do this break. We'll do the Glorious Bastard. We'll do a couple of headlines. And then we're going to get quickly predictions from the audience about what happens this Sunday on The Sopranos. Because tonight, or rather the day after tomorrow, final Sopranos ever. So we'll quickly get your predictions on does Tony live, does he die, who turns, who rats, who doesn't, what happens. So it's 503-73, and I don't know, I have no spoilers. So it's 503-733-2970. Before Sarah plays us in the break, let's do this. And salutations, Dolores Petrick. You are being addressed at this moment because you, yes, you, Dolores, have been selected as the AM 970 Glorious Bastard of the Week with all the rights and privileges that entails. In addition to the envy of your fellow man, you'll receive a bountiful cornucopia of swag from the AM 970 pile of crap, including a pair of passes to OMSI's Body Worlds 3 and the wonderful knowledge that for at least this one week, you, unlike Paris Hilton, are just a little bit better than everyone else. Enjoy your newly elevated status and don't hesitate to lord it over the less fortunate. That's what they're there for. Thank you for listening, Dolores Petrick. You are the Glorious Bastard of the Week. Don't forget to sign up to be an AM 970 Glorious Bastard at 970.am. Sarah Dillon will take us into the break. Back after this with Sopranos predictions. Aaron Durant, Scott Daly, and all of us. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Do the bumps of jam in your prime. Then you. People call, say, beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all.
Why, hello. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Show. We're here at Aaron Geek in the City, Durant, Scott Daly. Don't forget, tomorrow, Car and Driver Radio Live, 6 to 9, followed by Miles Around with Dennis Pitsenbarger, 9 to 11, your local automotive show, and so forth. Don't forget, Scotty J, top of the hour news, 4, 5, 6, and 7 today. Scotty,
we hope.
Maybe. Scotty J's news at the top of the hour all the way through Lycus in for Tim Riley, who will be returning Monday. And once again, we want to thank John Baker and for Tim today. All right, real quickly, this got so discarded, I feel so bad. I only have like 2 minutes now. All this Paris stuff. Tonight, or rather, I'm sorry, this weekend, Sunday, final Sopranos ever, the last Sopranos episode. We're going to quickly take calls on this, see what your Sopranos predictions are. Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Yes, Diana from downtown.
Hey, what's up?
I figure Tony's going to have, he's going to lose his wife, he's going to lose the kids, he's going to look around, and it's going to be quiet, he's going to sit down, and you would think he would commit suicide, but he's already died inside.
So, you think the kids are going to leave him, or?
No, I think everyone's going to get whacked. I think it's going to be the grand family whacking.
You think the rest of his family is going to get killed?
Yeah, and that'll be the worst thing for him is to survive his family getting killed.
A lot of people have predicted that it's going to be that Tony will live, but that he will be a man alone. He will be totally isolated, like he was at the end of last week's episode, where it was just him and that AR-15 sitting in a dark room.
Exactly.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, sister. Happy birthday, by the way. Let's tell me I don't follow the P1s. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I predict that there's going to be a whacking, but the feds are going to intervene at the last minute and everyone's going to go to jail. It's not like the feds don't know about it. They were warning him.
It's true. There is that theory also that they've got Sill, who is probably not dead but is injured, that the feds have got him in a hospital somewhere leaning on him to turn states.
Exactly.
I don't think Sill will. I don't think Sylvia will bow down. I don't think he's the type.
okay.
So you think, Tony, you think everybody, though, is going to turn?
Well, I just think that the feds are going to step in. There's going to be an attempted hit on somebody, and the feds are going to be, like, there knowing about it, and they're going to step in and intervene, and everyone's going to go to jail, and that's going to be the end of it. But, see, it'll be a perfect setup for, since no one's dead, that they can continue on, maybe have a movie or bring The Sopranos back, another series sometime.
That's the question, is whether David Chase is going to let it go out perfectly and not revisit it, or whether he will give into the... I can't even imagine how much money they would weigh with that guy to do a Sopranos feature film at some point.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think the one person that won't turn will be Sill.
Yeah,
Sill seems to be the most loyal to
Polly would never turn.
No, that's true. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Getting your Sopranos predictions. 503-733-2970. Somebody, I've heard a lot of people suggesting that everybody will get killed or go away, and that Polly will be the one guy who emerges unscathed, and he joins Phil Leotardo's crew. Maybe, because Polly's a survivor.
He really is. No, Polly's the one I see who's going to be on top in the whole thing.
Boy, you know, and just that, and Phil Leotardo, God, what an evil guy he is. He's just a terrible
person. He's great. I love him.
When Johnny Sack died, I thought that was it. I'm like, they'll never be able to get another villain like Johnny Sack. But Phil Leotardo is just a terrible human being. He's just awful. Hi, Sopranos predictions. Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, I think he's going to serve 72 hours and get released.
And bam! And he brings it back. All right, thank you, sir. All right. How long till the whatnot starts?
A minute and a half.
All right. I have no idea. Now, for the most action-packed show in the history of the world, I don't even know that we have time to fit anything into this slot. While I'm thinking about it, what's up at geekinthecity.com and filmfigureradio.com?
Well, filmfigureradio.com, we've got the new show up. You can download it now. We still got the Star Wars Drunken Commentary podcast.
All three of them?
All three of them. We found out a lot of people like to listen to them without the movies.
Of course. Because why do you want to watch Jedi?
They just bring it with them. They listen at work. Although I'm getting emails that people are getting in trouble at work because they're laughing at really inappropriate
things. Actually an interesting thought. I might actually just stick those on my new MP3 player, which I've been waiting to load up with stuff and just do it there. So.
Yeah, a lot of people listen to them like that. It's great. And this week's episode of Film Fever Radio, we have a review of Ocean's 13, as well as we go on a little rant about Eli Roth.
Who I hate.
Just for the heck of it. Because he's stupid.
All right.
Yeah, over at the big duty head.
He's a big poo-poo
fan. Way to end strong.
All right. And then over at Geek in the City, we're going to have a comic of the week. It's going to get posted this weekend. And I'm hosting the third Geek in the City game night this Sunday. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And you can find out more at geekinthecity.com?
Yep, there'll be a posting at geekinthecity.com.
Fantastic. Don't forget, you can sign up to be a glorious bastard at 970.am. We're giving away a pair of passes every week to see OMSI Body World 3. By the way, a big thanks to everybody who came to Body World 3 last night, the listeners who came out. Raul was there, did not vomit, did not faint, did not pass out. And thanks to the hot OHSU students who
were. Oh, yeah. Well, we have to talk about that on Monday.
Oh, boy.
I just want to say really quick, it's nice to know that even if you're a third-year med student, you're still not above penis jokes.
It really is true. Don't forget, you can listen to the Almost Live stream during the show at 970.am and the podcast is up as well. Be listening for for Scotty J, 4, 5, 6, and 7 o'clock. His news today all the way through Lycus. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Steve Kastenbaum, Lisa Goddard, Rachel McGrath, and, of course, Scott Daly and Aaron Duran. Also, John Baker, who was in for Tim Riley today and did a great job. Thanks to all y'all. Tomorrow, Car and Driver Radio, followed by Dennis Spitzenberger, Miles Around. We'll be back Monday right here with the return of Tim Riley. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X Dillon for AM 970, Solid State Radio. Scotty J is our PA and the gatekeeper is Dave Zinn. As always, my friends, don't let the bastards grind you down and do try to help the retarded. I bicycled for the Special Olympics today. What did you do? We'll see you Monday. Be safe. Have a good weekend. Bye now.